And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome here to Henry Broadcast Center as this is our game of the week, the pro game of the week. I am Ted Bell along with Steve Bozell, and we're looking at a great matchup today between the Denver Broncos and the Dallas Cowboys. Steve Bozell, how's it look?
I'll tell you right now, you got a matchup going here with Peyton Manning and the other quarterback, who Terry Romo, who, you know, can say what you want. He only got six TD passes, and he only got 16 TD passes on the other way of it.
All right, we will also, as you know, in our football games, we make up the names. We don't care really. It's not about the name on the jersey. It's about the name of the helmet, which is something that I think Tony Bungie, or whatever that guy's name was, made up. But I am co-opting it for myself. Ted Bell here along with Steve Bozell, getting ready to kick off the Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys. We're here in Dallas, Texas, as the kickoff going from the right to the left here, and the Cowboys take the ball to the end zone out of the 5-yard line, to the 10, to the 15-yard line, cutting it back over to the 20-yard line, and down to the 22-yard line is Terry Gilligotti, who is tackled there by the Denver Bronco, Bobby Utnot-Nivelatnin. So the Dallas Texans, or the Bronco Cowboy,
I think that's going to be the Dallas Cowboy, although there was a Dallas Texan at one time.
Well, I'm sure there's been plenty of Dallas Texans per se, but this is the Dallas Cowboys. Tony Romo, you see the numbers there. No, you don't. You're listening to the game. 72% completion percentage on a season for Tony Romo, a guy that used to date Jessica Simpson or whatever. I don't know. Did he date? Who did he date? It doesn't matter. I am interested, though, very much so. First and 10 for the Dallas Cowboys. The ball to the 21-yard line in motion over to the far side goes the tight end, and now he's back again. Here's the give to the running back, Jommy Jojo, and he goes out of bounds after about a 4-yard pickup there. Number 59 of the Denver Broncos almost ripped his arm clean off, and it would have been something out of Son of Frankenstein.
Yeah, if you ever seen Son of Frankenstein, you know that the man got his arm ripped to hell when he was a tiny child.
Number 59, by the way, is Danny Trevathan. I hope I remember that name. It sounds almost otherworldly. The Denver Broncos secondary, noted for their failure in the playoffs last year, a grotesque failure, one that should have shamed everyone in the city of Denver, but I'm sure that it did not. On the sidelines of the game today, Champ Bailey, one of the greats of all time there in the secondary. It is a second down and six, the ball to the 24-yard line. Here's the give now. It's a play fake. Back is Tony Romo. He's throwing to the near side of the field. It is caught there by number 83 out of the 39-yard line, 40. Out of the 45, down to the 50-yard line midfield there. Number 83, Jimmy Joe Blanken, makes the catch. First down, big midfield play there for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, it looked to me like Tony Romo, for a moment there, was going to go to the center of the field, then decided to come down here to the near side as we go left to right on your radio dial. It was a feeling of completion, and it was also a pass. It was completed.
That's a very good way of putting it, the feeling of completion, a feeling of fulfillment. The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys is Red Berger. Red, in his first season coaching anything, he never even coached T-ball, and he's doing a wonderful game and a wonderful job here. No score midfield, 13 minutes and 51 seconds left of the first quarter, just underway here for Dallas in Dallas, Texas, from Dallas in Dallas, Texas. The ball is given there to the running back, Terry Gallimore, and the ball at the 49-yard line. There's a little bit of pickup of 2 yards on the play.
Terry Gallimore tried to follow the blocking inside, and sometimes you're going to get lucky if you pick up and take out that middle linebacker, but that was not to be the case in this situation.
The numbers for Terry Gallimore, his name's DeMarco Murray. All right, 362 yards on a season. Not bad here as we are early on in the 2013 campaign. So Danny DeMarco or DeMarco DeMurray, here is Tony Romo calling the signals down. The ball across midfield, the 48-yard line. They're in Denver territory. No score here, second down and 8. The ball snapped back there, the shotgun. It's completed over the middle there to the 40-yard line, to the 35-yard line, and well into Denver territory now. And that's Jason Witten is the big tight end. Jason Witten, who was coached by Jeff Jagosinski in the All-Pro Pro Bowl Bobo game. Not the Pro Bowl, but the All-Pro Bobo game. And, of course, along with LG Crumpler and a lot of other names that are entirely forgettable. Jason Witten, one of the great ones, huh?
There's no doubt about it. Jason Witten is going to try to and put himself in the Hall of Fame. Whether he gets there or not, I don't know.
All right, first and 10, the ball across the 40-yard line, the ball at the 34-yard line now, deep in Denver territory. Here is the give to the running back, DeMarco DeMurray, DeMukini, and he almost fumbled the ball, fell on it, loses a lot of yardage all the way back to the 41-yard line.
Boy, I'll tell you, you talk about a guy that can't find his ass with both hands. DeMarco DeMurray almost had himself, well, I mean, nothing, but he should have held on to the football.
Well, he almost got nowhere, but it could have been, now I don't even see a fumble there. I think you miscalled it.
Well, but you agreed with it, and that's all that matters to me.
Well, and that's kind of what teamwork is all about here. It is Ted Vell along with Steve Bozell here in our Pro Football Game of the Week on Phil TV in HD. Although you are only looking right now at the stats, and we're going to scroll the screen up so you can see a little bit of the field position. If you don't mind, here is Romo back to pass from the 45-yard line, completes the pass to the 36-yard line, breaks the tackle out, now across the...
How about your asthma?
Let me just get my asthma medicine. Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, now you see Tony Romo going to the far side of the field. Nice catch over there by Shasta Merkin, and he bumped out of bounds after first down and more. Made the catch at the 35-yard line, then evaded a tackle down to the 30 and all the way down to the 25 and out of bounds there by Warren Cromarty Cromerky.
That's that Cromarty guy, Preston Cromarty. On the sidelines is the camera shot there of Peyton Manning, who is very angry at the defensive effort so far. And Peyton Manning is not a guy you want to piss off because he is going to have his father call the team and all kinds of things happen. Here's the give there to DeMarco Murray. He gets across the 25-yard line, 25-yard line. So DeMarco Murray is certainly full of fight, full of imagery. We got a Denver Bronco down now, And he's laying on his stomach. He is writhing in agony, absolute agony and pain, screaming. You can hear the scream up here. Oh, I'm sorry. It's only a bruised muscle. And okay, now I see who it is. I was looking at a person in the stadium who had just taken a bite of one of the cowboy burgers they have here.
Yeah, the cowboy burger will definitely put the hurt on you. No question about it.
But the Denver Bronco, who is on the field, he's doing fine. He's sitting up, he's laughing, he's giggling, he's pointing at the trainer and saying, ha ha, fooled you, I'm not really hurt. Just thought I'd burn a timeout, ha 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 ha. So everybody with the big laugh, except Peyton Manning, who is not appreciative of the laugh at all. Peyton Manning is very disappointed by the performance of the defense so far, and why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be when you put out everything that you've got in this world? You're a Peyton Manning, you are godlike. And what do you get for your trouble? You get nothing for your trouble. You are treated like garbage. You look like garbage. And you feel like garbage. And you are garbage. You're walking, living garbage. Well, the Dallas Cowboys with the ball here after the injury timeout. 10:57 to go to the first quarter. And so far, no score. But certainly Dallas handsomely driving the football on this particular drive. It is a second down and 8. The ball at the 23-yard line. Calling signals down to Pro Set. He's got 4 wide receivers, 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Ball going left to right on your radio dial. Romo went back into the shotgun. Now he's back up in the Pro Set over center, directing traffic. He's checking off of the line of scrimmage. Looks like that the Broncos are looking for a blitz here. We'll see if it happens. Romo very conscious of it. Back to passes Romo. They pick up the blitz. The pass complete to the 20, to the 18, to the 15-yard line, down to the 12-yard line, and another first down for the Dallas Cowboys. The pass completed to Winston J. Beasley. Winston J. Beasley, a stockbroker in the offseason, and he also smokes a lot of cigars and gives directions to his children and grandchildren, but now he's playing wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys here, and the pass is completed. A beautiful spinning evasion of the tackle there by Winston J. Beasley, and completed the ball, got the ball. He completed himself. He completes me.
All right, first down and 10 now.
First and 10, 12-yard line, and the Pro Set there is Dewey Romo. The ball is given to DeMarco. DeMarco spinning away from tackle to the 5-yard line, to the 3-yard line. DeMarco with a great run, close to a first down there for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, I tell you, DeMarco, they almost tripped him up there a couple of yards off the line of scrimmage. But then all of a sudden he turns, they had him, he trips, and then he just stumbles forward. Just great effort. You never give up. You never say, no way, you're not going to hurt me.
Why are you crying?
It just reminds me of all the things that I've not been able to do in my life, that's all.
And so the Dallas Cowboys, with a great piece of tough running there, they got a second down and one, very close to a first down here. A second and one, the one is at the 2 yard line, so it'll be a hard trail here for the Denver Broncos. Here's the give running left. There is DeMarco. DeMarco trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. Might have made the first down. Looks like he might have picked up the yard. Let's see see what they do.
A lot of times they'll bring a guy out, and the guy, he has a chain and he wears a clown suit.
Well, that's those are the chain gangs, and
that's what I was going to say. They bring it out and they tell you it's a first down, a man in a clown suit.
It's not exactly a clown suit, although it does look a little clownish. First and goal, so it is a first down for the Dallas Cowboys. Peyton Manning can't wait to get in there, but when he gets in there, it could very well be a 7-0 Cowboy lead. Thank you very much. John Fox is yawning. He's doing an Indian impression down there. I don't know what he's doing. First and goal for the Dallas Cowboys. Ball of the 2 yard line. The shotgun here is Tony Romo. Two wide receivers to the near side here as they go left to right. And now there's a timeout called by the Dallas Cowboys. So how about that? We'll be right back here. No score from Dallas. Defense, this is Ted Bell. There's nothing like a great Ted Bell steak and a Ted. And, of course, going to our salad bar, which is not all you can eat. We ask you to only get one salad and not a very big one either. Why? Are we cheap? No. Are we creeps? No. Do we worry about your weight? Hell no. We want you to leave plenty of room for that delicious Ted's of Beverly Hills steak, whether it's the prime rib, whether it's the pork loin, your choice, young pork or aged beef. It's all pork. Or, if you'd like, go for that big Kansas City steak. We call it a Kansas City steak because it smells like it walked here from Kansas City.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, in Beverly Hills. Steak, you bet.
That's right, and our waitresses are there to please. Okay, so I don't want any arguments from them because I heard some stuff from last week. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Remember, at Ted's of Beverly Hills,
Steve? Yes, sir, we want to stick it in your mouth.
No, no, God damn you to hell.
Oh, I'm sorry. We want to put
We want to put our meat. Are you deaf, dumb, as well as blind? There it is.
Oh, okay, hold on. Ted's of Beverly Hills, I got to shove it deep in your mouth. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know what, you're doing that on purpose.
I hate you. All I want to do is a commercial.
The Pro Game of the Week is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills and by Hong Kong Charlie's in downtown Beverly Hills.
Hey, Hong Kong Charlie, you come in. Forget about Ted of Beverly Hills. He's nothing but a wise guy and a real fruitcake. His family messed up the Ted. It tastes like something come out of a toilet. A toilet, I tell you. Go to Hong Kong Charlie, a very family friendly. And actually, this is not my accent. This is how I really sound. Hi, I'm Hong Kong Charlie, but I put on the Chinese accent because you white people like it.
All right.
Back here in Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas with a scoreless tie so far, but the Dallas Cowboys are driving on the play. And it is a first and goal, the ball at the 3 yard line. The timeout was called by Dallas. They have two wide receivers now, one in tight on the left side, a receiver coming to the right side in motion here on the near side. Single back offense. They got a heavy set goal line defensive line. Romo to pass from the 12 yard line, lofting the ball to the end zone. Caught. Is he inbounds? Touchdown! They caught the ball just on the end line of the end zone, and the Dallas Cowboys, a beautiful touch on that ball, Steve Ozell.
Yeah, Romo just lofted that ball up there, and of course, a lot had to do with the receiver, Wimsey Hookerton, and Wimsey went up. Look at the tiptoe. Boy, he tiptoed that pretty as you please. A lot of times a man will feel very effeminate doing that, but in a game of football, that should have been a pass interference, but
it looked like a little bit of face guarding there by the defensive back. He never had his face turned to the ball. A beautiful catch, keeping his feet inbounds. 6-0, Dallas. And here is the extra point by Feats Wabula. Now, a lot of these kickers, I know last week the guy, his nickname was Foots or Two Foot. Well, that's just what they do.
Yeah, a lot of the kickers in the NFL call themselves Foots or Feats or Feetsies or something like that.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you.
Do you need a place to put your kid when he's going to school and then he's out and you're working and you know how it is? You want a daycare center you can count on. Clarence Tulip's Daycare Centers. You remember me. I own Barney's Roses. Well, I'm the same way with my daycare centers. None of this pussyfooting around. None of this little playtime with little tiny tinkly fairy tales. I want those kids to do what I tell them to do. Just like you want your roses, and you want your roses today, not tomorrow, because you want to get laid tonight. Buddy, you also want to take the kid that gets born out of that liaison with his slut in a daycare center. And that's why you come to Clarence Tulips
Take it easy now.
Sorry. I got all gagged up and choked up because I'm drinking some of this Go-Gurt. My name is Barney. It ain't Clarence Tulip, but I call myself Clarence Tulip, so it sounds all kitty-like. But when those brats come into my daycare center and they think they're going to push me around, friend, have a care.
I go to Clarence Tulip Daycare Center and have a care.
That's right, kid. I like that kid. That kid does what I tell him to do, not what some queer tells him to do.
It's the Clarence Tulip Daycare Centers. Today's Pro Football Game of the Week is brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills and the Clarence Tulip Daycare Centers. Clarence Tulip Daycare Center. Kid, have a care. And by Bozell and Bozell Construction. That'd be really nice if we get to one of my commercials instead of the things. All right, anyway, Ted, quit crying, okay? Because I'm going to have to stop you, man. I'm going to have to stop you. I'm going to have to do things to you. Oh, man, the things I want to do. Welcome back here to Dallas, Texas, folks. The Henry Football Center here as the Dallas Cowboys have gone out to a 7-0 lead on a very handsome drive. Passing and running the ball to Marco DeMurray. And the passing of Tony Romo with the pass catching of Tommy Nolobo. Dallas kicks the ball through the end zone. That's a touchback. And you get the sense, Steve Bozell, that Dallas is feeling it. Yeah, I think the Dallas Cowboys, remember, you're in Dallas, Texas, my man. The road to the Super Bowl always goes through Dallas, even when Dallas is in last place and stinks to high heaven.
And they're showing a replay now of the wide receiver, Arston Feeler, as he got around the defensive back, Stumbles McGinney. And I'll tell you, that guy's nickname is well-suited. All right, here comes Denver, first and 10, 20-yard line, Peyton Manning. They got a single back. They got three wide receivers on the top side, one wide receiver to the near side. They're going right to left on the radio dial here. Four down linemen for the Dallas Cowboys. First and 10 to give there. Play fake to the running back. It's Peyton Manning throwing down the middle of the field, caught at the 32-yard line, 35-40. 45 down to the midfield stripe is number 88, Shuggy Thomas, or as they like to call him, Shaky Thomas.
Yeah, Shaky Thomas on the play fake there. He goes down across the middle. It's a crossing pattern in the middle, number 88, and he outruns defensive back Tony Two-Tone Bass. That's going to be a first down.
Now we've got a flag on the play. It's a holding call on Denver. How do you like that? Boy, those are the plays where you want to just take a guy and kick him in the nuts repeatedly. Just boom, boom, kick, kick, kick. And so the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning looking very impatient as if he's just the end-all, be-all, first and 20, and he is when it comes to this organization. They're in a pistol. Back to pass from the 3-yard line, over the middle of the 15-yard line, incomplete pass as the ball popped out of the hands there of Worston Drexler. The Cowboys think that it is a fumble, but it was an incomplete pass. What are they, stupid or something?
Yeah, the Cowboys are feeling all bitching and everything. They think they ought to get every call and forget about it. That was very clearly incomplete pass.
Well, I don't know about that. You can see there Dexter Welker, a real dork of a name for a guy, second down and 20. So after Manning completing that pass, of course, there was the holding call that brought everything back. Now they got a second down and 20, down on one knee, and praying for his life is Winston Church of the Dallas Cowboys.
Down, go to Clarence Tulip, and I thought I'd drive car home.
That's right. This punk kid leaves Clarence Tulip's daycare center and goes to Morty's Tires. Here's Morty.
Hi, I'm Morty. At Morty's Tires, we put four tires on your car, not three. That's right. A lot of guys will tell you they're selling you four, and they only put three on your car, and then they spray some of that high-gloss stuff on the fourth tire, the one that you already own, and say, oh, look, we also put a fourth tire on there. And you'll say, well, we ordered four tires. And you'll say, yeah, but usually, you know, I don't feel like it. I've only got enough energy to put on three, and then I got to go home and have dinner. But we actually do put three tires on your car, and we tell you we put four. So, in other words, the thievery and the lying and the out-and-out defrauding is just blatant.
At Morty's Tires, four tires are what you're sold, three tires are what you get. Morty's Tires, in downtown Plattsville, in Phoenix, Airedale, and in the state of turbulence.
Morty's Tires in its third consecutive month.
Hi, everybody. It's Steve Bozell. I want to tell you a little bit about Bozell Construction. Man, I'll tell you something right now. There ain't nothing like Bozell Construction. We come on out. We take a look at it. We say, here's the blueprint. What do you want? You'll say, we want a house. And we go, oh, sorry, that's a blueprint for a gazebo. Then I'll go back to the truck, and I'll get the right blueprint. See, what we do is we always come up with the right blueprint sooner or later. Bozell and Bozell Construction.
They're in the Yellow Pages.
All right, back here in Dallas, Texas, this is Ted Bell and Steve Bozell. The Denver Broncos off to a very rough start here. Second down and 20 on a holding call after a beautiful pass completion to Duckworth McGinnahy. And he had a first down and more, but it was a holding call, brought everything back. Second and 20, the last play didn't amount to jack shit because Dexter D. Welker dropped the ball. In the shotgun is Peyton Manning, standing his own 5-yard line. Ball at the 9-yard line, second down and 20. Manning now moving up, checking off the line of scrimmage, putting his hand on a guy's ass, telling another guy to get lost, don't bother me. Goes back into the pistol now. They're in a pistol formation. It is Manning giving the ball to the running back, number 22, Arston Draw. Gets away from the tackle, the 20, out to the 25-yard line. It looked like Arston Drenier, the running back on the play, had been tackled, but he got away from the tackle. Let's see if they called it down around the 5 or the 10-yard line. Watch as he pops out of here, Steve Bozell.
Yeah, they give him there to Dexter Drenier. Drenier ran into his own guy. Might have gone down on one hand, I don't know, but Dallas gave up on the play, and he picked up another 10 yards.
All right, first down and 10. Third down and 4 now. Third and 4 for the 27-yard line. What a big pickup on the ground there for Dexter Drenier of the Dallas Bronco, and the Denver Cowboys have the ball.
Now, right now, it's Peyton Manning looking all jacked up and confused. You got referees running around now. They whistled it. Now there's a challenge flag by the coach of the Denver or the Dallas Cowboy. Let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, it's an official timeout to see just exactly whether or not this guy was down. Let's take a look. Does the knee go down? The hand, oh, the knee's clearly down there. So they did challenge very correctly. And when we come back, this ball comes back. Denver sucks.
You're listening to the Pro Game of the Week on Phil TV with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell. We would like you to, we just want you to know we really
appreciate it. That's all I wanted to say. We just really do.
We'll be right back.
To our fans at home, we had the game center on, but we did not have the graphic up, and now we have our graphic, and it is graphic. You see the last play there, the running game to the running back on that play, Kirsten Bernouni, that's his name. Okay, I got it. And that guy, he tripped, and it looked as if he might have only gone down on the hand. And when you go down on your hand, if you know what I mean, going down on your hand.
Well, that sounds filthy to me.
No, it's not filthy. When you fall on your fucking hand, excuse my language. When you fall on your hand, that's not, you're not down. But if you fall on your knee, yes, you are. And the referee is reviewing it, but very clearly from the replay that we saw, it looks to me like the running back for the Denver Broncos, Kirsten Manunu, this guy, he's dead meat, man. So we're back here, and we'll see what the result of the challenge is, but I have no doubt in my mind, no doubt at all, that the Dallas Cowboy challenge of this running play. So, Steve Bozell, the Denver Broncos can't win for love or money in this thing.
Well, it's been a very, very difficult first. They're hurting themselves with a penalty, of course. They hurt themselves with a drop pass because Dexter D. Welker was not able to hold on to it. And now the running back, Kirsten Manunu, this guy, he sucks.
Well, let's see what happened here. They did not overturn it. We're not really sure what the ruling was. I think if they call it not down by contact, he was not down by contact. So, in other words, it is a third down and 4. So the play stands as called on the field. So it has to be contact that brings you down. Just because you stumble does not mean that you are down. You have to be down by contact. So that's a very good call by the referee. I didn't see that, neither did you, Steve Bozell.
No, I did not.
Back in the shotgun formation with four wide receivers, the Denver Broncos. That is Peyton Manning completes the pass. 35-yard line, 40-yard line, 43-yard line. Fumbles the ball. It might have been down on the ground. Let's see. It may be a fumble. I don't see any ruling by the referee. It may be a fumble. It might be Dallas's ball. Now timeout. And it is Dallas's ball. A fumble on the play as Dexter Deeker. What a jackass. He fumbled the ball. Claiborne recovers the ball. This guy, Dexter Deeker, is a real piece of work.
Yeah, this guy, Deeker, he can just kiss my bare ass. The way this guy's been playing football, you see the stick right there in the replay. That's a beautiful stick. And to me, Dexter Deeker showed us this in the first game of the season that we done did there, Ted. You remember Deeker looked like a real chicken shit there in the second half.
Well, then the first half.
I mean in the first half.
Yeah, Deeker was really upset with the hits, and he was really frightened. And so Deeker, he fumbles another ball. He gives away another possession. And the Dallas Cowboys have the ball back and threaten to break this thing open early.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys recover the ball on the fumble. They've got it back here at the 45-yard line. Tony Romo, he's got a tight end in the slot. He's got another tight end in the opposite slot. Now here's a give and a single back. Rolling to the near side is Tony Romo going left to right. Now he's going to scramble with the ball. He tries to dump it off on a shovel pass, and it's incomplete.
Incomplete pass. The ball was intended for Rubulio Escobar, who is a player from Portugal and was a sheep farmer, all of the things that you'd expect a guy to be who comes from Portugal, but a fantastic football player, has been playing pro football, American football, ever since he was four.
Yeah, he tried to shovel the ball out there to Escobar Kardashian, but no way, no way, no way.
Romo 5-6 in the ballgame, 64 yards. Second down at 10, the ball to the 46-yard line. The Dallas Cowboys with the ball by way of a fumble from Dexter T. Deeker. In the shotgun formation, four wide receivers. Dallas, they got a tight end of the slot here on the near side. Dallas going left to right now in the first quarter. Romo takes the snack at the 50-yard, the snack and the snap at the 50-yard line. He has a snack. Now he turns. Now he's rolling to the right. Now he throws across the middle. Passes incomplete at the 32-yard line intended for, I believe that's Sugarman Otis. Yeah, Sugarman Otis. Incomplete pass to Sugarman Otis.
Well, it looked to me like Sugarman Otis went down and wanted to catch it, had every intention of catching it, and then the last second went, nah, I don't feel like it. And the ball got, he just said, forget it, because he didn't want to get crippled for life.
Well, the Denver defender was coming down on this guy like a ton of bricks. On the sideline, they keep showing Dexter W. Deeker. You can show that guy till the cows come home. You can get a shot up his nose. You can have a toilet cam. He's still going to look like about 100 yards a dork. As far as I'm concerned, the way this guy plays the game of football.
Tony Romo now pointing and grinning, and he feels like he's got it, you got it going on. Don't ever be too confident, Dallas Cowboys, because you never can tell, you know, what's going to happen to you, you silly ass. I don't know, man.
All right, third down and 10. And if you look at our Phil TV Game Center video, you should be seeing the progression of the game. Third and 10, the ball to the 46-yard line of the shotgun of the Dallas Cowboys. Three wide receivers, two on the near side, one on the far side. They got a tight end of the slot. Actually, two tight ends in tight. Back to pass is Romo. Romo at the 45-yard line in Denver territory, or in his own territory, rather. He's scrambling around. Romo's going to get caught at the 40. Pulled down almost, but he gets away. Throws the ball across midfield. Caught for the first down at the 34-yard line. Unbelievable.
Oh, I don't believe that. That's bullshit.
It looks like bullshit to me, but let's see. You know, the in-the-grasp rule is no longer applicable this year. They got rid of the in-the-grasp rule, not in the grass, and not grab ass. But in the grass, you see the man had his handful of Romo's jersey. Romo got the pass away to the 33-yard line, completed the pass there to Jason Witten, the tight end. Witten goes down on the ground, jumps up, and he starts celebrating and laughing and pointing.
Yeah, I like the way Jason Witten does that. He'll jump up and go, ha, 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 ha. I caught the ball.
All right, it is a first and 10. What a play by Tony Romo to ball the 33-yard line. Romo giving on a single back play fake. Now he's back at the 40, throws the ball to the far side, completes at the 32, 30-yard line. Pickup of about 2 yards on the play. The pass was completed to number 84, Hook Stratton McGee, and he's tackled there by Brutus McGillicuddy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget the Teds of Beverly Hills offer. Every Monday night for Monday Night Football, we offer you the following. You can watch the game and you can have everything for free. You can get your drinks free. You can get your appetizers free. But you've got to mow my lawn and you've got to clean my windows. In other words, you have to be a servant at my house for 2 full years.
All right, back here, it's the Dallas Cowboy ball.
Second down and 7, the ball at the 30-yard line. They give the single back. This is Demetrius DeMarco. He almost gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage, and now he finally does. The pursuit was brilliant. Number 52, Woodyard, was the linebacker that tracked him all the way across the field to the near side and made the tackle. So the Dallas Cowboys lose yardage on that play. 4:41 left in the first quarter.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. Demetrius DeMarco, that guy can get it done. He can get it done very, very beautifully. But if he don't have no room to run on account of there was no blocking, friend, you can just right there, you can turn the lights out on that one right away. Well, the tackle now made by Chris Harris Jr. I hope I remember his name because that's a lot easier than making one up like boo-boo, ba-boo-boo, you know, whatever. So it is a 3rd down and 8 now. The ball at the 32-yard line. Dallas in the shotgun formation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 receivers. And back goes Romo. Romo throwing over the middle of the field to the 10, to the 5-yard, to the 4-yard line. Completed the pass. It is a 1st down for the Dallas Cowboys. And again, Jason Witten, the big tight end. Boy, I'll tell you, Jason Witten is some kind of football. Is that Jason Witten? Yeah, I think it is. Well, who cares? Don't have to be him because it looked like him.
It was Jason Witten. If it wasn't, it should have been as he went down the field and then cut in, getting underneath the defender. And it was just a gorgeous pass and a completed pass there. 1st down for the Dallas Cowboys. 1st and goal. And that wasn't Jason Witten. That was someone else. It is a 1st and goal at the 4-yard line for the Dallas Cowboys. This is Ted Bell along with Steve Vozell here from the Henry Broadcast Center. The give to Demetrius DeMarco to the 3-yard line. Touchdown, Dallas.
And he went left and then he cut it right back up inside. Looked like it was going to be a sweep left and cut it up inside.
Boy, I'll tell you, Jerry Jones gets a big kick out of this football team, doesn't he? He's excited up there in the booth. What I don't like about Jerry Jones is how much of a busybody he sticks his fucking nose in everything, doesn't he?
Yeah, Jerry Jones, well, he's the owner of the team, and certainly he wants to be in there, you know, on every play and look at the game plan and pretend like he knows what he's doing.
I mean, I know he played football in college, and I know that he's a multimillionaire having to do with oil. But the way he butts in and pretends like he's one of the guys, it makes me want to punch him.
So the Dallas Cowboys on the extra point lead, 14-0 here from the Henry Broadcast Center in the El Pacifico. Hi, everybody. I'm Steve Bozell. Boy, do I ever work up a sweat when I'm watching a football game. And when I'm doing one of the games of the week here with Ted Bell, I work up a sweat and I get a very stiff penis. I understand that what I'm talking about now is very adult. But when I get a sweat going and my penis is erect, I know it's not necessarily the sexuality of it. What I need is an ice-cold root beer. Not beer. Alcohol will only increase my appetite for a woman, or, if you will, a boy. That's why I love to have Clark's Root Beer. Clark's Root Beer has just a scotchy of saltpeter to keep that heart on down, and it'll quench your thirst while you pretend you're a football player and you're out on the field. Hell, even when I'm doing a broadcast game and I'm doing all the color commentary and the nonsense that's expected of me, suddenly I get myself a rod on. Ted looks over and goes, God damn you to hell, you got another heart on. I'll say, somebody go get me a root beer. And he'll say, what kind of Clark's? I'll go, shit. Am I stuttering over here? You bet. Clark's Root Beer. Hi, I'm Ted Bell. I can hardly endorse that because the last thing I want to see is Bozell with a stiff dick while I'm working. I get emotional because, as you can well imagine, that's all kinds of wrong, right? And I've already spoken to Henry about firing that guy. No, you're not going to fire me. I get to be on the broadcast.
Yeah, but you sitting there with a heart on, it isn't working for me. You understand?
Why? What's unusual about that?
You're kidding, right?
Well, no.
No. Are you kidding? Just tell me yes or no.
No, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, you listen, ass. You forget it. Never mind. Having a hard on when you're watching football. No.
Clark's Root Beer. Just a scotchy of saltpeter.
Available now in the handy 32-pack. Ted Bell here along with Steve Bozell from the Henry Broadcast Center as we watch the Dallas Cowboys suddenly having their way with the Denver Broncos. And when I say having their way, I mean that in every sense of the phrase. As if the Denver Broncos are brand spanking new, off the bus, on the yard, bitches to be used for magazines, cigarettes, and certain, let's say, commerce trade. So the ball kicked through the end zone. I don't know really what I'm talking about. I don't have jail experience, not the way Steve does.
Well, that's right, and I don't really want to get into that because that's nobody's business but my own. The Denver Broncos right now have got to get on track on the offensive side of the football. They've done nothing but look like a bunch of girls. They had all kind of penalty. They had all kind of drop ball. They had a replay go against them. Let's see Peyton Manning. And two possessions, two scores. That's right. The Dallas Cowboys have scored on both possessions. Peyton Manning out with the ball and looked very anxious to get in there, and it's been bad. First down for the Denver Broncos at the 20-yard line. They are in the shotgun formation with a running back in the backfield along with Peyton Manning. Back to throw the ball. Throws the ball to the near side. Out to the 25-yard line. 30-yard line. 35 and out of bounds to the 41-yard line is number 80, Tommy Toupin. Otherwise known as Thomas. Tommy Toupin, otherwise known as Thomas, making the catch and the play. And so the Denver Broncos, it would appear to me, are going to need to just take their time slowly but carefully, and then fumble. Yeah, that's what I think you got to do. Just don't act like a jackball.
First down ball to the 39-yard line. Here is a play fake by Peyton Manning. Back to throw the ball. Manning throwing the ball deep down the middle of the field. It's caught. 20-yard line. First down and more. 10. To the 12, to the 5.
Boy, how do you like that? Dexter D. Demetrius Decker.
That was the guy that we said looked like all kinds of pussy. And there's a flag on the play. How about that? It may very well be a defensive pass interference play. Let's see. Yep. Defensive holding on the Dallas Cowboys. It is declined to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, right here, number 24 is grabbing hold of Demetrius Decker. Number 24 is the Dallas Cowboy defensive back, Roddy Rod Rottenadar. And Roddy Rod Rottenadar knew he was going to get his ass whooped by Dexter Deeker.
Look at all this line play going on, pushing and shoving, everybody wearing pink. First down for the Denver Broncos. There is a lot of pink down there, which disturbs me greatly. In the shotgun of the Broncos at the 4-yard line, they are knocking on the door here for Dallas. Peyton Manning tried to shovel the ball. He does. Touchdown! Peyton Manning with a little shovel pass to number 80, Demetrius Dumuku Thomas.
Yeah, that was the guy that caught the one little swing pass. Now he's in the backfield there. Look at this. Here's a shovel pass. Touchdown. That's a beautiful thing.
And the shovel pass coming to number 80 as he came across. Somebody lost their helmet in there as he came across. What's with all these pink? Why are they wearing pink?
I don't know. It might be a television set. Maybe your TV is all jacked to hell.
I don't know, man, but they got on pink socks, and so it is a 14-6. Let's see if they pull it within 7. The Denver Broncos have come. Boy, he almost missed that kick. He got it. That just got in there. 80-yard drive for the Denver. Look at this. There's all kinds of pink. It disturbs me. There's pink going on down there. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Bobby Dooley, and I'm going to be doing a daily Bobby Dooley podcast. If you saw me at the LA Podfest yesterday, you know that I mentioned it. The reason why I'm sounding very hoarse is because right after the podcast yesterday, I went into a party and danced and sang and drank, and it was so much fun.
Don't miss the daily Bobby Dooley podcast on the Sideshow Network coming soon. Very, very soon. Very, 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 very soon.
The Bobby Dooley podcast on the Sideshow Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Phil Hendry, and I will see you on the Sklar Brothers podcast later on this evening at the LA Podfest. I will be on the air with the Sklar Brothers. That's at 6 o'clock tonight at the L.A. Podfest in Santa Monica. Join us, won't you?
Steve Bozell here, reminding you that the Pro Game of the Week is brought to you by Bozell and Bozell Construction, Ted's of Beverly Hills, Clarence Tulip Daycare Center, and Art's Root Beer. Art's Root Beer with just a skosh of saltpeter. Hard on? You don't have to have a hard on while you're watching the game with the guys. Drink Art's Root Beer, a skosh of saltpeter.
And I'm Ted Bell, reminding you that good mental health is important. If you're a broadcaster and your partner has a hard-on, you're going to want to have an ambulance there. And I mean an ambulance quick with all kinds of attending medical people.
Well,
that's the truth. I can attest to that. Ted Bell along with Steve Ozell back here at the Henry Broadcast Center. A 14-7 Dallas Cowboy lead as the Dallas Cowboys looked they were going to have their way with the Denver Broncos like a bunch of yard bitches. But the Broncos came back, and after some slow starts on the first two possessions, they finally, on a beautiful pass from Peyton Manning to Dexter W. Deeker, and then finally the shovel pass to Arnie Arnhem Thomas. And it is a 14-7 football game now, so let's see what the Denver Broncos can do on defense.
Well, that's the whole key, Ted. On a defensive side,
there's a touchback as the kick goes into the end zone for the Dallas Cowboys. They'll bring it out to the 20-yard line, and it'll be a first down. Don't forget, Phil Henry will be at the Sklar Brothers podcast this evening there at the L.A. Podfest. Right, Steve Ozell?
Yeah, I heard him say something about that, and... But I don't know if Dooley Bobby or Dobby Booley, I forget her name.
Bobby Dooley, she may be there with the Sklar Brothers tonight at the L.A. Podfest. We'll just have to wait and see. So the Dallas Cowboys coming out here, they should feel confident. They do have the lead. However, Peyton Manning showing very beautifully how quickly the Denver Broncos can strike 20-yard line, first and 10 in the shotgun of the Dallas Cowboys. Tony Romo back at the 11-yard line. He throws the ball to the middle, completes the pass to the 35-yard line, and down at the 38-yard line, a pass completed there to Bryant, Seymour Bryant, or C. Les Bryant.
Okay, take it easy. Anyway, Seymour Bryant split the seam of the zone there, got in between the defenders, gets out to 39-yard line. Very, very handsome play.
Well, you look at how easy these teams are picking up these first downs, particularly Dallas. And you want to just weep for the opposing team, particularly Denver. It is a first and 10, about the 39-yard line in the shotgun again of the Dallas Cowboys with four wide receivers, three on the near side, one on the high side, throwing the ball deep down the near side of the field, caught at the 40-yard line, first down, and that's Escobar Clonin.
Or they call him Escobar Klondike.
Well, they got Escobar Clonin there, caught the ball right over, a beautiful pass right over the outreached arms of Woodyard here, the defender. He got the ball, it's a first down. Can anything go bad for the Dallas Cowboys today? Can anything really go bad for them? Can they really lose this game? I don't think they can. They're playing at home, and they look so handsomely, wonderfully proficient out there.
Yeah, that guy, Escobar Klondike, is Hispanic by way of an Inuit village.
Thank you for that information. The ball at the 37-yard line. They're in Denver territory. Lickety-split. We're in the shotgun formation going left to right of the Dallas Cowboys. Romo trying to find somebody. Can't find anybody, and down he goes. There's a sack at the 42-yard line for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, that was Ayers. A-Y-O-L-G-M is how he spelled it. Ayers coming in. And he comes in from the blind side, and that's the worst kind of blind side. And by the way, the number 77 offensive lineman looked like he's a cheater. He's a cheater, and he was holding.
Well, the guy that was held, I think, is on the field. No, Woodyard. Is that Woodyard on the field? Well, they can't afford to lose him. He is a pivotal aspect of this defense. And I better get somebody to fix the color on the monitor we're working, because everything is pink now. Look at it. Are those pink shoes, or am I just...
No, they look like pink shoes to me, but I could very well be wrong. I would never want to say and not be, you know, held accountable for it.
Why don't you just say yes or no, Bozell? You go into a speech, and it makes me give up on life and the human race, you know?
I'm very, very sorry about that.
It looked like Woodyard had got stepped on or something. He went down. He's holding an arm or an elbow or a chest muscle or a breast or something. Now he's up on one knee, shaking his head as if to say, why am I doing this for a living? Because I'm a black man, and traditionally black people have found success in sports, and so this is the profession I've chosen. I'd much rather be in the medical field or making money as the head of a company. This is bullshit, says Woodyard.
Well, Woodyard turned around and looked like he wanted to say something to somebody. He was all pissed off saying shit to some guy like, hey, y'all can just stick it deep and stick it wide.
52 seconds remaining in the first quarter here. This is Ted Bell along with Steve Bozell here from Dallas. It is a 14-7 Dallas lead. And the Dallas Cowboys, with this lead, doing it on two possessions. In the shotgun is Tony Romo. The ball to the 42-yard line. Romo back to pass. They're in Denver territory again, rolling away from the pass rush. Romo throwing the ball across the field to the other side, down here to the 25-yard line. Completes the pass. Another first down for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, that's Jason Witten again. Boy, I tell you what, this guy Jason Witten is all that in a bag of pork rinds. This boy is on his way to the Hall of Fame, if not to the Hall of Semi, or just to the Hall of Well-Known.
because what happened was is Tony Romo goes rolls to his left and then throws back across field to his right side. Now, that, friend, that is just textbook looking off the defense, rolling off the defense, blowing off the defense, if you pardon the expression. All right, that's the end of the first quarter. The score of the Dallas Cowboys, 14. The Denver Broncos, 7 in the Pro Football Game of the Week here with Ted Bell and what's his name? Hi, everybody. Steve Bozell reminding you that we'll be here week in, week out, unless we take the weekend off. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we just say, I don't feel like it no more. I can't deal with it anymore. And that's when we say we're going to take the week off and won't do no game. But we'll probably want to keep doing these games all weekend long, or all week long, all weekend long. I'd like to keep doing the game on account I get free pizza and something to eat, maybe a Coca-Cola. The Pro Football Game of the Week brought to you by Coca-Cola, not Coca-Cola. No. We didn't get that buy, but we did get the next best buy, Coca-Cola. Yeah, Coca-Cola, almost as good as Coca-Cola, but it's only sold in a few select counties in Georgia. Coca-Cola. Ted Bell here along with Steve Ozell from the this Dallas stadium. What's the name of this goddamn stadium we're in?
I don't know. It's Dallas. I guess it's Booger. It's Boogie Boy. I don't know.
Well, is it Cowboys Stadium or something? I don't even know the name of this fucked up stadium that we're in. And I'm sure the Dallas Cowboys think that this is a great stadium. I hate it. I hate it. The sight lines are all wrong. The concession stand is nowhere near the booth. No, we don't get to eat with the press. Oh, you thought we got to eat at the press buffet? No, we have to go. I got to send Bozell out for hot dogs. What'd you get me anyway?
Well, I got you.
Take a look and see what I got here. This is a Signature Cafe. What the fuck? Oh, it's from Vons. Well, it looks pretty good to me. Thank you very, very much for getting me that sandwich. It looks fantastic.
And took a look here at our game day stats right now, 14-7. And you can see there that the total yards are for the Denver Broncos, 112, 179 for the Dallas Cowboys. Passing yards, Denver Broncos again with only about 96 passing yards, and Dallas Cowboy with 161. Take a look down there, the rushing yards, negligible, 16 rushing yards for Denver. And 18 rushing yards for Dallas.
All right, back here, the game to resume. We're at the beginning of the second quarter. It's the Dallas Cowboys with the ball. Tony Romo, they will be traveling right to left now on the radio dial. The Dallas Cowboys in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the near side. One wide receiver to the high side. Here's the give a play fake to the running back. No, they gave it to the running back, DeMurray. And he gets very close to the first down there. Dallas is, it seems like Dallas has been in Denver territory through this whole ball game. The give there to DeMurray. And DeMurray all the way down to the 15-yard. Yeah, I know his name's Murray. I don't give a fuck. I'm calling him DeMurray. How about that? Number 29. He's got 27 yards now rushing the football in this football game. And Dallas, once again, knocking on the door. So a couple of weeks ago, we saw this Dallas football, this Denver team, take apart the New York Giants. Now it appears anybody can take apart the New York Giants, so that wasn't any big deal. Because look what Dallas is doing to these guys. It is a second down and one. The ball is at the 16-yard line, shotgun formation. Once again, a give to DeMurray. Murray to the 10, Murray to the 5, Murray to the 3! The two-yard line is what they're calling it now. At least that's what Jim Nance is calling it. Okay, I'll give you that, Nance. It looks like the 3 to me, you prick. But I'll tell you what, Steve Bozell, that was some nice running and blocking.
Well, yeah, that's all you just follow in the block. That's a very well-designed play. And he gets it all the way down to the 2 yard, the 3 or the 2. I'm going to go with Nance on that. Yeah, you would. First and goal.
It is a first and goal. The ball at the 2 yard line for the Dallas Cowboys. 1-2. Looks like the 3 to me. So it is a shotgun formation now. First and goal. They've got two wide receivers up to the high side, one to the low side. They're going right to left here. Now there's a offside on the Denver Broncos, unless they got called. It is procedure. It is movement on the line against the Dallas Cowboys, and so that's going to push them back.
Yeah, it looked like Dallas was pointing at Denver, but no, Dallas done did it. Number 77 there, Big Sugar Man Otis. Man, I'll tell you, Big Sugar Man, if I had to go into a dark alley, that's the guy I'd want. But you know what? Because of his tendency to make mistakes like he done there, I'd probably wind up dying, getting decapitated. But I'd still want him with me.
All right, so a first and goal to go from the 12-yard line now. No, from the 8-yard line now in the shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the high side, one to the low side. Back to passes. Tony Romo looking up the middle, throwing, firing into the end zone. Incomplete pass in and out of the hands of Bryant there. He had two defenders in front of him, and the ball was thrown to the back end of the end zone with two Denver defenders diving for the football. Bryant couldn't quite hold on to it. It would have been a beautiful catch if he'd been able to make it, because he was within the end line. He was inside the goal, the end zone, but the ball just went into his hand. And then why is he going slow?
Oh, that's slow motion.
Oh, okay. Slow motion. I wish I thought that was what he was doing, actually just slowed himself down like in one of them kung fu movies.
Yeah, I love those. Did you ever see the one?
Never mind. Second down and goal, the ball at the 7-yard line in the shotgun. Is Tony Romo with three wide receivers to the high side, one down low. Romo back to pass from the 17-yard line, throwing to the short side of the end zone, incomplete pass. He threw right past the goal line, right up in the short zone of the end zone there. The ball was incomplete, intended for Jason Witten.
Yeah, Jason Witten just come down there and then stopped. So you're just across the goal line. And the ball got to him, but somehow it was just batted away there in the last tiny, teeny-weeny second there by Woodyard and by Camichio Irving, number 2D2 or whatever it is. What's 2D2? I don't know. It looked like a 2.
Third down and goal. The ball still at the 8-yard line in the shotgun, still to the Dallas Cowboys, still with three wide receivers to the high side, one down here to the low side. Romo from the 15. Romo looking to throw the ball. Romo has time. Romo getting good protection. Romo back on the now at the 20. Now he's got to scramble away. Romo down at the 25-yard line. What a cripple.
And I'll tell you what, that Romo is standing there like he's got all the time in the world, looking and looking.
Tony Romo cannot complain about the protection he was getting, because he was getting great protection. He stood there like a dumb stumble bum jackass, and finally he gets pulled to the ground. So that one is on the quarterback all the way.
Yeah, I'd say Tony Romo took his offensive line for granted there. They were giving him beautiful protection, but he stood there and stood there and stood there and stood there.
Now in comes Dan Bailey. He's going to try a field goal attempt of 43 yards here to make it a 17-7 game. The ball is down. The kick is up. The kick is right down the middle. It's good. It is Dallas 17, Denver 7. So the Dallas Cowboys is guarded, I believe, on every drive. I'll have to take a look at that. The head coach of the Denver Broncos, Red McGillicuddy, pissed off. We'll be right back.
Driving down the road, you want the very best car you can have. If you can't have that car, the next best thing is to steal it.
Hi, I'm Jerry Jones. I'm the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. And how did I get to be the owner of the Dallas Cowboys? By thieving my way to the top. And I can teach you how to do the same thing. Jerry Jones Car Theft School. When you graduate from the Jerry Jones Car Theft School, you'll know how to steal only the finest cars. In other words, if you want to steal a cheap car, you won't know how, because I won't teach you how. I won't teach you how to get into those. And yes, it's much tougher than you think it is.
At the Jerry Jones Car Theft School, you learn to steal only good cars, expensive cars, and like that.
That's right. We'll teach you how to steal Maseratis and Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Lexus, McLaren, Mercedes, Bentley, Rolls Royce. Do you understand? See, you understand? I'm not fucking around here.
The Jerry Jones Car Theft School. Be like Jerry Jones.
Thieve your way to the top.
The Jerry Jones Car Theft School.
This is Doug Danger, and I am the gay man and gay journalist, as you know. I'm a gay man, gay journalist, and I also work for the Phil Henry Show, and I do movie reviews. This movie, Fifth Estate, starring this guy, Benedict Cumberbatch, is a piece of shit. Don't see it. I saw it. It pissed me off. I didn't like it. I don't like Cumberbatch. I don't like anybody associated with the movie. I think it's unpatriotic. I think it's un-American. I'm a gay man, gay journalist. And if you're going to try to tell me what a good movie is, friend, have a care, because I'll be all over you like stink on shit. And that is a promise from me to you.
Don't see the Fifth Estate.
All right, back here in Dallas, this is Ted Bell with Steve Bozell. So Dallas with a 17-7 lead. And again, the Dallas Cowboys with a terrific drive moving the football. But at the tail end there, Tony Romo not able to find anybody. He takes a big sack and they have to settle for a field goal.
Yeah, I think Tony Romo, as you very, very clearly pointed out, Ted, Tony Romo carved it up, carved a new one. I just think that you got to get that ball and throw it and act like a man and not like a little girl standing and all everything like that. I totally understand what you're saying. I think I do. I mean, I try so hard to understand you. God damn it. Now, don't cry. All right. So it is a 1st and 10 here for the Denver Broncos 1st and 10. Now what's going on here? Why is there? All right, we have an injured cowboy on the field. It is Feel Me Dunbar, number 25, limping off the field. I've got a problem. I'm seeing pink, and I don't know whether it's because I saw pink literally last night in my restaurant. You know the singer?
Oh, bullshit. You didn't see Pink, did you?
I did. Pink came into our restaurant. She ordered a steak, and she ordered a shot and a beer, and she was by herself, and she ate it at the bar. 17-7, Denver leading here. 12-14 to go here in the second quarter. Denver going left to right. They're in a pistol formation now. The pistol is the quarterback back away from the center with a running back behind him. It's almost like an I formation with the quarterback in it. Here is the give to the running back going out to the 20-yard line. The 20 down to the 25-yard line. And that is Guccimer Marino, the running back, on the play.
Yeah, Guccimer Marino. I've always loved Guccimer Marino. Now we got a flag.
Personal foul against the Dallas Cowboys. Unnecessary roughness. Boy, you got it. You look at you got a 10-point lead, you stupid fucking...
Yeah, I'd be on them. I'd be all over them like stink on shit, no question about it.
Well, what they did is he grabbed Marino, and then he pulled him down out of bounds. It was unnecessary to pull him down out of bounds, and that's why they gave the call on Sims, and I'd say roughness, and so it first and down.
And back to pass.
Back to pass. Peyton Manning throwing the ball down the near side of the field. Incomplete pass. He was going to number 87, Joshua T. Pertens, and the coverage there by Hargan. That's Gorgo Hargan, number 24. I've always loved Gorgo Hargan, and I've always felt he had far more potential than he shows. He's a lazy motherfucker. He does, you know that?
Yeah, Gorgo Hargan's been lazy for a long time.
Single back formation now. It is a 2nd down and 10. The ball at the 44-yard line. Gives the ball to Marino. Marino out to the 48-yard line. Now there's the Dallas Cowboys think there was a fumble in the play. Let's see who's got it. Sims is in a fight. Now, this is the guy that had the unnecessary roughness penalty against him of the play before. The ball still belongs to the Denver Broncos as Sims and Marino and a bunch of guys got into it here, Steve Ozell.
Well, I tell you, Marino, a hard-charging running back, ran head-on. Now, look to me like he lost the goddamn football, no question.
Well, Denver has the ball back now. The ball at the 48-yard line into shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the top side, one to the low side. Left to right go the Denver Broncos. Four down linemen, 3rd and 6 for the Denver Broncos. Back at the 40, throws a kind of a lofting pass. It's completed the 40-yard line, 35-yard line. It looked like a fade pass almost to the receiver, Sugars Braidme. And look at this, the ball gets lofted.
Yeah, like a fade pass right over the defender there in the seam of the zone. First down for the Denver Broncos.
And so now we have a first down. And the Broncos wanted to go in a hurry up. They're in a pistol formation. Two wide receivers to the high side, one down to the low side. Peyton Manning throw to the near side of the 30-yard line, completes the pass down to the 28-yard line. And so the Denver Broncos are moving this football and can pull within 3 points in this football game. We have a 3 points. What did I say? 3 points. Now we have another penalty. A holding call. Defensive holding against the Denver Broncos. Are
The Dallas Texans.
No, it's the Dallas Cowboys. I know. I'm kidding around. I'm fucking around. The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, with a big smile on his face, is yelling at the referee, using all kinds of vulgarity, all kinds of four-letter words. It's not going to help him. They're not going to change their call. Are you stupid?
Yeah, well, a lot of times you think that's going to be the play. They're going to change the call, and it don't never happen, not in my experience.
28-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Denver Broncos. And it is Peyton Manning over center. Got a wide receiver coming in motion to the near side. Two wide receivers down to the near side. One in tight. Single back. Peyton Manning looking to throw the ball. Throws over the middle. Completes the pass. 25-yard line. Down to the 20-yard line to the 19-yard line. That's the wide receiver, Seymour Butts, making the catch. And very close to a first down are the Denver Broncos. About a half yard shy at first down marker.
Yeah, that's a nice pass. Boy, I tell you what, these quarterbacks are not shy getting in there pitching.
In a hurry-up offense of the Denver Broncos again,
Sort of a semi-hurry-up offense. They're in the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers on both sides of the football. Broncos at the 21-yard line. They give to the running back. First down, 15 to the 10 to the 5, down to the 3-yard line.
Wow, how about that Marino, man?
No, that was Hillman. That was Chris Hillman. Used to play bass guitar for the Birds and now is a running back. He used to be white and 60, and now he's a young black man, but it's the same guy.
Yeah, Chris Hillman used to play a mean bass guitar with the Flying Burrito Brothers, is now a running back here for the Denver Broncos.
First and goal to the 3-yard line. They're in a goal line set. Are the Dallas Cowboys on defense. Single back for the Denver Broncos. The blitz is on. The pass to the near side of the end zone. Touchdown, Denver! A touchdown to Dexter D. Deeker, the guy that I said wasn't worth a pinch of coon shit. Well, maybe I got it wrong, folks. Sometimes you do. Sometimes this reporter gets it wrong, and I'm willing to eat crow. I'm willing to eat anything, including, well, I don't want to say.
Yeah, you're going to say something about my wife, weren't you?
Not your wife. No, not your wife. So the pass there to Dexter W. Deeker, completed by Peyton Manning. Deeker held on to that ball, I'll tell you, I don't know how, because it got fired in there. But it's about time Deeker holds on to one.
I got something for him to hold on to.
Oh, what's the matter? Did you put your money on the Cowboy? So the extra point is good. It is a 17-14 Dallas Cowboy lead on the pass from Peyton Manning as Deeker pushed off a little bit, but not so as you'd notice. And we'll be back here to Dallas. Bradley Military Academy can teach your boy how to be a real man and not just a baby. Here's R.C. Collins.
Yeah, well,
sorry, folks, R.C. is, what the hell's wrong with you? Never mind. Sorry, this is Harvey Wireman. I'm the commandant. I had to, well, discipline him. Yeah, okay. Forget about Bradley Military. It's not right for your kid.
This is the Pro Football Game of the Week. Please stand by.
What happened to that kid? Well, it sounded like he was being raped by the comedy. Oh, are we on? I'm Harvey Wireman. I'm the commandant of... I don't... Are you under arrest? I did not do... You're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Are we on the air? Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Ernie Barton, and I can teach your kid how to play the tuba. The tuba is not a very thick instrument, but I'll tell you something right now. I could teach your kid how to play tuba in one day. He'd be an expert at it. The tuba is not, like I say, all that thick-y, but I can teach your kid how to play tuba in one day. If you want to learn how, just come on by my flower. Wait a minute. I got my number here somewhere.
All right, welcome back here, everybody. This is Ted Bell along with Steve Bozell from Dallas, Texas, as the Dallas Cowboys have a 17-14 lead, but the Denver Broncos coming back and making hay while the sun shines, as we like to say. On the last play of the game, it was a completed pass to Dexter W. Deeker, and a 17-14 now lead for the Dallas Cowboys. The kick into the end zone, the Cowboys will bring out to the 5, down to the 10-yard 15. Out of the 15, down to the 18-yard line goes the Dallas return man. And so it is a 17-14 Dallas lead. 8:59 remaining here in the second quarter, and I'll tell you something, neither team looks like the offense is struggling, I would say, to any great degree, but the Denver Broncos have not shown any ability, no ability whatsoever, to slow down this Dallas Cowboy offense, and I think that is key.
There's no doubt, until they can get Tony Romo now. They did sack him on that last play to keep him getting a touchdown and field goal, but
in the shotgun now, the Dallas Cowboys, the ball is at the 19-yard line, three wide receivers at the far side. The Dallas Cowboys going right to left. The pass completes at the 25. Incomplete pass. Was it fumbled? The ball is recovered there by Denver across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Denver football!
No, that's bullshit. I think they're going to have to take a review on that.
Well, no, they're saying the ball was stripped. You see the receiver, number 88, Bryant? The ball was stripped. The tackle was made. The strip occurred. The stripped, and don't take your... What are you doing?
I'm taking my clothes off to show you what a strip looks like.
Put your pants... So the ball got stripped. The ball bounded out of the hands of Bryant, and it was recovered by Denver, just as pretty as you please. So there's the first major fuck-up by the Dallas Cowboys in this football game as Tony Romo and Bryant are walking off the field. Romo giving Bryant a ration of shit.
Yeah, it looks to me like Romo is telling Bryant, you butter-fingered piece of shit, you can't hold on to that ball.
So there may be dissension in the ranks there. The ball to the 41-yard line, Denver football in the pistol formation. They give to the running back, Marino. Marino down across the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. Maybe a half yard to a yard. It'll be a second down and 9 to the 40-yard line.
Well, here's where the Dallas Cowboy defense got to step up, as they have so very handsomely.
But you got to admit, that was a great defensive play by Denver to strip that football. Talk about an opportune moment in getting the ball at a time when it looked like all Dallas has to do, really, is just keep doing what they're doing on offense, which was completing a lot of pass plays.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
I know about it, and that's all that counts. What do you mean you don't know about it? I know about it. Me. Second down and 9, 40-yard line. Once again, Peyton Manning lording over everybody, telling everybody what to do. Hey, you. I hate this guy. He's in a split-back offense. Now he's in a shotgun formation. Two running backs in the backfield with him. Two wide receivers to the high side, one to the near side. They're giving a delay to the 40-yard line. Down to the 38-yard line goes the running back, Marino. It was a delay, and that didn't fool anybody.
Peyton Manning, when he calls an audible at the line of scrimmage, looks like he's all Mr. Big Shot, and I think the players are going to resent that over the course of the season, having a guy be all Big Shotty.
Now, what do you base that on?
Just how I'd feel if I was there.
Shotgun formation, ball at the 38-yard line, 3rd and 7. Boy, what a whole lot of nothing this has been for the Denver Broncos. Back to passes, Peyton Manning, he's looking downfield, he throws. First down at the 28-yard line, to the 25, to the 23-yard line, squirming to the 21-yard line, a first down to the Denver Broncos.
Boy, that was beautiful. That was number 80, Wadsworth Clemmons. Now, Clemmons, you see, he goes down, he stays, he pauses, then he continues on toward the far sideline, making the catch. That's a first down on Denver Bronco.
And the Denver Broncos now the 22-yard line of the shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the near side, one wide receiver to the high side. Manning to pass the ball. Manning at his own at the 30-yard line. Manning completes the pass to the 18-yard line, and down goes Waylon Thomas. Or I believe it's Julius Thomas. That's what I just heard Jim Nance say, but he lies. God, does he lie. But we'll call him Julius Thomas. First down there for the Denver Broncos. Second down, first down. No, it's second down and 5. Who said first down?
You did.
But I thought I heard someone else say first down. I can't understand it.
Second down and 5, folks. Come on, get your shit together.
All right, second down and 5. Ted Bell here with Steve Bozell. A ball at the 17-yard line in an I form, a single back formation. Two wide receiver to the near side, one to the far side. Peyton Manning over center. They're showing blitz there on the Dallas side of the football. Manning thinks that's what he reads, and now he's going back into the shotgun formation. And now Dallas backs off the blitz. Big deal. Manning to pass. Manning gets hit in the backfield. Incomplete pass. There's a face mask penalty. It looked like Manning went back head first on that play.
Yeah, you could see Manning's head getting yanked back. And when he threw the ball, I don't know whether he completed it. The receiver caught it on the bounce. But the face mask being pulled from the right side, number 99, is Barimo Sylvester. Man, he almost tore that man's head off.
Yeah, that does look like a lot of fun, I'll tell you that. First and goal on the penalty for the Denver Broncos. The ball now at the 8-yard line. Denver in a pistol formation. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Going left to right, Dallas with 4 down linemen. Here is the give. It's a give down to the 8-yard line, and that's it to the line of scrimmage, and that's as far as things go there for the Denver Broncos, second down. You know, the Denver Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys, increasingly, and all the teams in the league are running out of those shotgun and those pistol formations, especially the pistol formation, and you really are starting to see some of those plays open up some big, big gains on the ground, Steve Ozell.
Yeah, well, that pistol especially, you don't have as far to run as a running back, and they don't expect it as much. They're pretty much going to expect that pass play out of either the pistol or the shotgun.
All right, we got a second down and goal in a single back formation. The Denver Broncos throwing it across the near side, touchdown. So it was a slant in from the near side, a touchdown there to number 80, Coolio Thomas. and the Denver Broncos take the lead for the first time in his football game.
Boy, I'll tell you, that was just so beautiful. Peyton Manning. And I think as this football game wears on, you're going to see Peyton Manning just overtake and overtake and overtake Tony Romo. Romo coming in here, a good quarterback, but he ain't no Peyton Manning. Well, there's no question that Peyton Manning is the man of the hour. This guy's a Hall of Famer going in first ballot. Well, maybe second ballot. And Manning just made that look easy as hell. It's a 20-17 lead. The kick, 21-17. Denver leading Dallas here in this pro game of the week here. Steve Bell, Ted Bozell. Hello, everyone. I'm Ted Bell. That's right. I don't know how to say this, but I've been taking pills. Okay, you know, I shouldn't have done it, but I did. I took a handful of pills before the game, and I'm disoriented, calling myself Ted Bozell, Steve Bell. You know what I mean? I'm so very sorry. Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on in for a steak. God, I don't know what's happened to me. Everything's in a fog. Yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills. The all-day roasted prime rib, the pork loin, the Kansas City steak. Just names on a menu until you come in and eat one of our steaks at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm not even sure I love my wife anymore. I'm Ted Bell. I feel so disoriented. I got that taste in my mouth when you take too much speed, you know? I feel like I got God, it just tastes icky. Ugh. Ted's of Beverly Hills, a proud sponsor of the Pro Football Game of the Week. Remember what Ted says. I want to put my dick in your mouth. No, I know. I want to put my meat. We want to put our meat in your mouth. I don't remember anything. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Hi, buddy, this is Steve Bozell reminding you that Bozell and Bozell brings you this portion of the Pro Football Game of the Week here from Dallas, Texas. The score is 21-17. The Dallas Cowboys leading these Denver Broncos. And if you're watching Phil TV in HD, which I guess you are, I don't know if you do, but anyway, you can take a look at our Game Center. We're on the NFL website, and you can take a look at the Game Center. It is pink. It is pink. I knew it was fucking pink. Oh, so that, this is Ted Bell. That explains it. It's breast cancer. Ain't that what that is?
Yeah, they're wearing pink on the socks and everything.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. I wasn't made aware of that. It's nothing that I really pay attention to because my wife will never get breast cancer. I can assure you of that. Nothing that there's against women that do, and I understand that it's a very bad disease. But my wife would never. She would never slow my life down like that. All right, 21-17. What are you looking at me for?
Well, that's kind of a cool thing to say.
Oh, you know what, Bozell? Quit pretending like you're somebody that's good. You know and I know you come from the bottom of the barrel. You come from the other side of the tracks. You know and I know you come from the sewer. So quit trying to act like you're something special, okay?
Yeah, all right. I mean, shit.
Telling me I don't know what I'm, my own wife. My wife won't get breast cancer because she's not going to fuck my life up like that. Okay, folks, welcome back here to Dallas, 21-17. The Denver Broncos take their first lead of the game. Dallas with the ball. They're in the pro set, single back with a wide receiver in tight on the far side, now going in motion, another wide receiver. Wide receiver split wide here on the near side, going right to left for the Dallas Cowboys, to the 15, the 20-yard line, across the line of scrimmage, the 22-yard line. Goes the receiver. That was a end-around or a reverse, if you will. Number 83 for the Dallas Cowboys. What's a good name? Beaver Cleaver. There's a good name for him. Beaver Cleaver, who comes to the near side, picks up 2 yards. Big wow. Passing yards, 155 for Denver, 156 for Dallas. One turnover each in this half. 4:50 to go in the half. 21-17. Denver, it is a second down and 8. The ball at the 22-yard line of the shotgun of the Dallas Cowboys. 3 wide receiver to the far side, 2 to the near side, 4 down linemen for Denver. Back to pass is Dallas. It's Tony Romo, and down he goes again. Another sack on Tony Romo as Romo thinks he's got all the time in the world, and maybe he does on any given play.
But Romo is getting sacked, I think, primarily on the fact that he's a cripple and he wouldn't know a good opportunity to run the... Forget it.
Yeah, Romo ought to be taken off. He scrambles like a son of a bitch all the time. Why the hell ain't he scrambling that? And that's my whole point.
I have no idea, Steve Bozell. Very good question, I guess. Three quarterback sacks of the quarterback in this football game. Three by the Denver Broncos on Dallas quarterback Tony Romo. If that doesn't tell you a whole lot for this first half, nothing will. I can't explain it to you. Third down and 15. Ball at the 15-yard line in Dallas territory in the shotgun. Tony Romo at the 5-yard line. Romo steps up. He's scrambling to the 20. Down to the 22-yard line. Now, that's something they could have used a couple of plays ago. Romo back to the line of scrimmage, basically. Three and out for the Dallas Cowboys. And you can see on the replay, everyone passed that first down marker. Number 88 was Brian. He stopped, and Brian might even have had a play, but Tony Romo not finding anybody, realizing he had to scramble. I think this guy should be taken off a lot more than he is.
Yeah, taking off and running with that football, Tony Romo ought to be doing, because let me tell you what, he's had ample opportunity.
Denver with the ball at the 25 to the 30-yard line on the punt return, and out to the 35 goes the return man, number 11, Holiday. That's Otis Holiday of the Denver Broncos. We'll take timeout with the score here from Dallas. It is 21-17, Denver.
This is the Pro Football Game of the Week on Phil TV. Later on, Phil will be with the Sklar Brothers at the L.A. Podfest in Santa Monica.
I'm Steve Bozell. If you come out, I'm sure that the Sklar Brothers are going to want to meet me, so I'll be there. Ted Bell will be there. Probably Bobby Dula going to be there. Jay Santa going to be there. Chris Norton going to be there. Jeff Dowder going to be there. R.C. Collins going to be there. We all going to be there. I'm sure that we will be. Yes, sir, indeed. And don't forget me, Ted Bell.
That's the Sklar Brothers podcast this evening at the L.A. Podfest with him, Phil Hendry.
Yes, I'm Phil Hendry. Join me as I stand there like an idiot and answer questions and try to be remotely entertaining as the Sklar Brothers do a sports show, which I don't know what that's got to do with me. Oh, wait a minute. I do know a little bit about sports.
And Ted Bell, along with Steve Bozell, back here at the Henry Broadcast Center, where the Dallas Cowboys had an early lead in this ball game. At one point, they were up 14-0. The Dallas Cowboys jumped out to a 14-0 lead, only to see that lead evaporate as the Denver Broncos came back and now have a lead of 21-17 in this piece of shit. And I say that with all due respect, it's actually a pretty good game. We're in a brand new stadium here in Dallas, Texas, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, a brand new one. I don't know the name of it. I don't even know where we are or how we got here. I was unconscious as of 10 o'clock last night, and I only came to in the limousine on the way to the game. When I finally did rouse myself and open my eyes and look out the window, we were already in the press box.
Yeah, that's the only limousine that can drive in, because this place is huge. And you can drive a limousine right on inside.
And so here come the Denver Broncos with the ball. They're in a pistol formation, a 21-17 lead. First and 10 for Denver. The ball at the 34-yard line. First and 10 for Denver. I think I said for Denver O. Peyton Manning once again coming up and checking off at the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers on the near side, one to the high side. Manning gives the ball to the running back out of the pistol formation to the 40, to the 45, across the midfield stripe to the 49-yard line in Dallas territory. And that was Marino.
Yeah, Marino saw that all the way. And the blocking, perfect. The blocking getting collapsed to the inside while the receiver goes to the outside. Thomas leading the way there also. And all them pink socks and pink, everything's pink out there for the NFL.
Yeah, I don't know about wearing pink. It's not manly. I know it's for breast cancer. I appreciate that. But still, God, does it rob these men of manhood. Ball at the 49-yard line. First and 10. A play fake by Peyton Manning. Manning at the 41-yard line. Throws a dead duck to the 30-yard line. Now a penalty! A penalty against Lee, the defensive back. Actually, the linebacker, as Lee was fighting for the ball with the Denver receiver. And never did have his face to the football, but was battling and he was offensive.
Yeah, that guy was offending and offending all the way. That guy Lee, I think his name's Stanley. He's the comic book guy. Yes, he is the comic book guy. Lee is a linebacker. He's not a very good pass defender. He never did turn his face to the football. So the penalty, that's the fourth first down penalty by Dallas today. First and 10, ball at the 30-yard line. They're in Dallas territory. The give to Moreno, 25-yard line. Moreno, the 24-yard line. Boy, Dallas is killing themselves after an early lead. The Dallas Cowboys now are in a world of hurt with 2 minutes and change left here in the half. I just copied what Jim Nance said, 2 minutes and change. What do you think of that?
Yeah, whatever.
Second down and five, the ball at the 24-yard line. Now we've got movement on the line, and it's against, at least Denver is indicating Dallas, that Dallas jumped offside. It is offside against the Dallas Cowboys. So there is a penalty jumping offside of the Dallas Cowboys, and we'll take timeout. We'll be right back. We're right back now. Thank you. We just took that little timeout here on Phil TV and HD. During the halftime report, we're going to have an interview with someone. Who are we interviewing?
I think we got a guy. We did get the guy that works. Did you see the guy that had that chorizo?
Yeah, there's a chorizo concession. Yeah, okay, I want to interview that guy because that was great. I had chorizo and eggs this morning at this thing. It's not even the stadium. It's down the street. It's well, we'll be right back to tell you more about it.
Hi. My name is William Colin, and I wish to invite you, if you want to, the place I think is the most important. This place is it's where I go to get the food. Have you met my wife? Look, forget it. I tell you what, in the next commercial I'll be able to say it. What I have to say to you is important. It's biblical. I can see things. I see things you don't see. I wish I could go into more detail. I just can't at this time because it would cost people their lives. Literally, I'm seeing. I wish I could say, no, I better not, no.
Stay tuned for what that guy's trying to say in the next commercial. All right, Ted Bell, Steve Bozell here from Dallas, Texas, where it is a 21-17 Denver Bronco lead. And I'll tell you something, as we mentioned, the Dallas Cowboys, it does the heart good to see the Dallas Cowboys get their ass handed to them. Not handed to them necessarily, but to get their asses bounced around a little bit and to be made to feel inferior. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a Dallas Cowboy football team that came into this football game very strong and dominated the early part of the football game. But now they look so bad, and it makes me feel good. Now I know why you sprung a heart on, Steve.
Well, that's it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I anticipated this, and I did get a stiff one.
Well, that's why we're having our Arch Root Beer, to try to keep that heart on down. But I can tell you right now, watching Dallas losing this game, I got a stiff dick. All right. The Denver Broncos, in the meantime, with Peyton Manning. Boy, they're doing a great job completing passes, great blocking, great rushing. And one of the things about Dallas is they've had their quarterback on his ass throughout a lot of the first half. Three sacks in the first half alone for the Denver Bronco defense. And that just isn't right, folks. It isn't right at all.
Taking a look now on some of the statistics that we have here for you on the game center. First downs for the Denver Broncos. They got 14, 13 for the Dallas Cowboys. Total yards, 223 for the Broncos, 198 for the Dallas Cowboys. Passing yard, 195, down, 5-5 tie.
All right, back here, and it is a first and 10. The ball at the 19-yard line in Dallas territory. Denver is in a shotgun formation. Three wide receiver to the high side, one to the low side, going left to right. Back to pass, dumps it off there. It's Peyton Manning to Moreno to the 15. Squirrels and squirms and squishes and squeals his way down to the 12-yard line.
Yeah, Moreno was like a pig under a gate on that play, squealing and squishing around down there. It looked all embarrassing and all kind of neat and everything like that.
We'll be right back after these messages. Okay, that's it. Now, what I wanted to tell you guys is the following. We are approaching halftime. We will have an interview with the guy that runs the chorizo concession down here on the street. I think we've got a kid that was on his skateboard
We're going to talk to him. There's a lady that I think had maps to some oil wells that I want to discuss things with her. So we're going to have a series of interviews here at halftime that have absolutely nothing to do with football. But then again, we don't know anything about football, so why would we talk about it? All right, back here, second down and three to go for the Denver Broncos. Denver can really bust this thing wide open here with a score ball at the 13-yard line. Over center is Peyton Manning. Once again, he's calling an audible. The Cowboys are looking blitz here. The Cowboys are showing blitz, I should say. Here is the give, the running back. It's Marino. Marino to the 10. Marino down to the 5. Marino to the 3-yard line. Marino with another first down. Boy, I'll tell you, whatever that audible was, he sure as hell called the right play of the audible of the thing. And that,
well, yeah, he did.
I don't know what you want to say about that other than the fact Marino was 61 yards in the first half, so he is well on his way to a 100-yard football game if all of these things that we see continue. It's a great, great running back. Over center was a great running play. Over center was Peyton Manning. He gave the ball. He went to the left side, followed the blocks, and leaping over the attempted tackle there of number 27, Wilcox, picked up another couple of yards, and then down he went around the 2-yard line.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you right now, Ted, he could smell that pay dirt. He could smell it and sniff it, and ooh, baby.
And so Marino looking very confident. He looks angry at himself that he didn't get the score, and I don't think it's because he wanted it for the team. I think he's an egotistical young punk who wanted to just pad his own statistics. What do you think?
I disagree.
Okay. We'll give you some scores here at halftime. Indianapolis 34, Seattle 24. That's a final. So Indianapolis just rolling right along. 21-17 Denver. Here is Peyton Manning rolling to the near side, throwing to the near side of the end zone. Incomplete pass. Threw it over everybody as there was all kinds of coverage over the
Yeah, Peyton Manning decided to roll out, control roll out, and see who he could get over here on this near side. And there wasn't nobody. There wasn't nobody.
1 minute and 39 seconds remaining here in the first half. Denver with a 21-17 lead over the Dallas Cowboys. 163 passing yards for the Denver Broncos, 149 for the Dallas Cowboys. 241 total yards for Denver in the shotgun formation. The Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, he's looking at two wide receivers. He gives the ball to Marino out of the shotgun down to the 1-yard line. Marino ever closer, but not quite, for the Denver Broncos.
Well, you were just right now, you said it, Ted. They get a score here, they go from being down 14-0, and they'll be up 10. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, that's so cool. I just, you know, it's fine. I mean, big deal, you know. What do you mean big deal, man? That'd be just so neat the way it was 14-0.
Third down and goal, whatever you say, Bozell. Third down and goal, a ball at the half-yard mark in the shotgun of the Denver Broncos. Dallas, 1, 2, 3, 4 down linemen, two linebackers up on the line as well, and another audible there by Peyton Manning. Let's see if he rolls the ball in himself. 54 seconds and ticking, 1 second. Now they have to call a timeout because the play clock was winding down. I've never seen a guy jumping around back there as much as Peyton Manning, and now he calls a timeout because he isn't sure. What the fuck is that about?
You know, I don't know. I mean, Peyton Manning is not shy about calling them audibles. There's no question about that. And he's got a lot of options to go to when he's calling audibles. But you call all these audibles and all these audibles, and then the next thing you go is, yeah, audible, audible. And then you go, no, timeout. I got to go talk to coach. I think that does show pussy. I think that shows the state of what we call pussy. And, I have to agree with that as well. Why don't you just step up like a man, call a play. If it's bad, you get cut, you get traded, you get shot, whatever. Live in it, son. Live in it. Third down and goal to go, 21-17. Denver leads, 52 seconds left. They are in an I formation now. Goal line set and defense for the Denver Broncos. Calling signals is Peyton Manning. Third and goal. The ball at about the 1-yard line. Once again, Peyton Manning is audibling at the line. And a goal line offensive line in motion. The tight end over the right side. Tight end now in behind the guard. Touchdown. No, Manning had the ball. What did I say? That he would roll out. It fooled everybody. The ball, it looked like, was going to Marino, and Peyton Manning rolled to the left. And I'm telling you, Manning fooled everybody, including the CBS camera crew. It was a fake to the running back, and Peyton Manning must have been just giddy as he ran in with the football. Nobody over there. Nobody over there. Well, I'll give it to you, Ted Bell. You called it. What if he rolls out himself? We seen the same kind of play come out of Andrew Luck just this past week, when we seen, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, when we seen him against the Colorado, San Francisco 49er Colorado, whatever. Yeah, Andrew Luck rolled with the ball, and he went into the end zone, and nobody was there. But nobody, I didn't see them get fooled this bad. I'm telling you that the entire Dallas defense, the Dallas defense was completely fooled on that play as Peyton Manning rolls it in. It's a 28-17 Denver lead over the Dallas Cowboys here, 46 seconds left. As Peyton Manning is explaining to Dexter Deaver and number 88, Bryant, just how bad they are compared to him, and he is telling them, you guys haven't got a snowball's chance in hell ever being my equal on a football field. I'm sure he's paying them compliments. Meanwhile, Tony Romo and his head coach down there, Red Gerber, those guys look like they've just been shell-shocked. They had a 14-0 lead. And you notice one thing that CBS don't dare do, because they'll take a rasher as shit if they do, is they don't put the camera on Jerry Jones. Boy, there's a good point, Steve Bozell. Why don't you pussies at CBS show us Jerry Jones now? Yeah, why don't you show us jumping around in the box, being all happy now? You want to know why? Because you won't see him doing that. Because you'll see him spinning the barrel of a revolver, barrel goes into mouth, trigger pulled, Jones' head kablooey. That's why you won't do that. And I think it bears mentioning, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be editorializing, that CBS is gutless when it comes to showing Jerry Jones in the booth committing suicide. All right, the kickoff now down there to the Dallas Cowboy, 25, breaking tackles, going all over the place. I'll do the play-by-play, thank you very much. It looked like it was picked up by a linebacker on the kickoff, number 58, Otis O'Day. And I don't know how he got the ball. Obviously in for the defensive. I don't know why he was there, in for blocking, but he got the ball. So it's a first down for the Dallas Cowboys here. Just a few seconds left in the first half, and the Dallas Cowboys are scrambling to play some catch-up. And what has kept them from succeeding here in the last few drives have been those sacks on their quarterback, Tony Romo. Ball is at the 27-yard line. Dallas in the shotgun, 40 seconds left in the half, first down and 10 to go. They're down by 11 points, 28-17. Tony Romo back to pass, standing at the 12-yard line, throwing the ball across the line of scrimmage, the 33-yard line. And it's number 29, that is DeMurray DeMarco DeBuku. And because Murray was trying to get up and Jackson was straddling his face with his crotch, DeMurray thought he was doing it on purpose, and no, he wasn't. He didn't really want to straddle DeMurray's face with his dick, but DeMurray, suspecting homosexual activity, and because his team is getting its ass handed to it, decided he'd make an issue out of it. And while I'm talking about that, a guy got injured. Yeah, I saw that myself. Well, you can see here on a replay DeMurray, and, well, I'll tell you, one of the Denver Broncos got hit by his own guy as the Denver Broncos are coming in to make a tackle. Number 25 is Shine Willis, and Shine got nailed by his own guy come flying in there, and that brings up a second down. Second down and 5 to go. The ball at the 20 at the 32-yard line, and the shotgun is Tony Romo. Romo back to pass to the 25. Romo looking, Romo rolling, Romo coming back this side. Romo now going right to left, throwing the ball across the field, wide open there at the sideline is number 85. First down. They better call a timeout. They got to, I don't know if they've got, no, they got to spike the ball. They got no timeouts left. They're going to spike the ball at 10 seconds, 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 30-yard line, 5 seconds, and the ball's spiked. Well, how about that? They've got themselves into field goal range. Not that it's any big deal. They'll be down by 8 if they can kick the field goal. A 38-yard field goal. I don't know if they'll kick the field goal or not. Well, great play, though, as Romo aired it out downfield. The ball was caught at the 40-yard line by a big number 83, Tropicana Wilhelm, made the catch. Now in comes Dan Bailey to try a 48-yarder. Ball is down. The kick is up. It is right through and good. So Denver's lead is cut to 8. It is a Denver 28, Dallas 20 score here. It is halftime here from Dallas. Denver 28, Dallas 20, and we'll be right back. A Pro Football Game of the Week with Ted Bell and Steve Bozell is brought to you by
Clarence Cupertino Tulip. That's my name. Clarence Cupertino Tulip. That's it. And my daycare centers.
And my Arts Root Beer. You get a stiffy, man, you take yourself an Arts Root Beer, now you're living. You're living large.
And by
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, Ted's of Beverly Hills. What a beautiful, beautiful piece of meat to slip in your mouth.
And by
Bozell and Bozell Construction. I build it, you live in it, you hate it, you tear it down, I rebuild it, I don't charge you.
What a deal at Bozell and Bozell.
All right, well, back here at our Henry Broadcast Center, let's talk a little bit about this first half that we've seen, Steve Bozell. It's been some excitement. There's been some boredom. There's been some thrills. There has been some mind-numbing tedium. There have been scores. There have been near scores. There have been passes caught. There have been quarterbacks sacked.
Yeah, let's take a look now at the top performers in this football game, brought to you by Boogerman's Iced Tea. Boogerman's Iced Tea. Boy, if you're looking for something that's going to taste good, cool you off, and make you look like a man for the first time in your life, Boogerman's Iced Tea. Well, let's take a look now at the Denver Broncos in the passing categories. You got Peyton Manning. He's thrown for 182 yards, two touchdown passes. Tony Romo has thrown for 222 yards and one touchdown pass in this ball game. Now I look at rushing the football. Moreno got 8 carries for 61 yards. Murray, 10 carries for 40 yards and a touchdown. Longest run, by the way, for Moreno, 16 yards. Also, Tony Romo scrambled for 7 yards on one play. And R.J. Hillman, 2 carries for 16 yards. On the receiving side of the football for the Denver Broncos, Thomas, 5 catch, 55 yards. Siebert, 3 catch, 15 yards. And Niven, but 2 catch and thing. And, you better go get yourself a drink of water or something, okay? Yeah, I'm getting tired out.
All right, well, you do that, I tell you what, I want to interview this very nice guy who I met earlier in the day. His name is Champ Wilson. He runs this concession down here, Chorizo and Eggs Concession. Now, it's nowhere, it's not on the stadium anywhere. You're not legally allowed to sell here, isn't that right?
That's right, I'm not allowed to sell.
And why is that?
Because one time I sold Chorizo and Eggs here, and I sold it to Jerry Jones, who's the owner of the team. And he was very much excited about it, and then apparently he had an accident or something.
Well, what was the accident?
Well, he had the runs, you know, and apparently it kept on going. He got dehydrated, and I guess he went in his pants, too. So he blamed me, but I said to him, Mr. Jones, you're the first one that has ever had the runs that bad from the Chorizo Eggs I sell, you know.
And what did he say?
Well, he said he didn't care that, you know, what difference does it make. He doesn't want me no place there.
What do you think he'd say if he knew that I was interviewing you right now?
Well, there's not much he can say because I have a ticket to the game, you know, but...
Because right now Jerry Jones is probably not doing too well. We are going to interview him, though. Steve Bozell has him, and we're going to cut over to Steve Bozell with Jerry Jones to interview him after these messages here from PhilHenryShow.com and Phil TV. Thank you so much, sir. It's great of you to stop by.
Yeah. Do I go out here?
Yeah, go out that door there. We'll be right back.
You guys, you want Tom Torres?
Steve Bozell back here at Henry Broadcast Center. We have Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Been a tough, tough time for you, Jerry. What are you looking for in the second half?
Well, I tell you, the thing disappoints me more than anything else. I think we got a fine young bunch of people, but we have to begin to protect our quarterback. That's the first thing we've got to do.
What if you lose this game in an embarrassing way?
I'm not going to consider that as a possibility. I don't ever consider losing as a possibility. I'll fire the coach. I tell you, I do what it takes to win. If I've got to fire coaches, if I've got to publicly humiliate people, I'll do it all. Because as the owner of this team, as the George Steinbrenner of pro football, as the Colonel Jacob Rupert of football, if you want to get right down to it.
Who is he?
Who is he? Are you bullshitting me?
I don't know what... Let me just jump in. Colonel Jacob Rupert owned the New York Yankees. He was a Brewer. Give me a break. He's the guy that brought Babe Ruth to New York.
Okay, I've never heard of the gentleman.
Well, now you know. Now you know. And I'll tell you this, Bozell, and you in particular, you being a Southerner, I'm very ashamed of you, because you sound like a dumb shit. Do you understand? Sound like a dumb shit.
Well, all right,
I got to get out of here.
Okay, fine. Fuck you, man.
The Pro Football Game of the Week is brought to you by Mergen's Mortuary. We understand that when a loved one dies, you may not know exactly what to do. We've had people come in who've had loved ones laying around the house for decades, mummifying and just laying there on the floor. What do we do? Where do we go? Well, we'll take care of it all, from pickup to packaging to parking. At Mergen's Mortuary, we literally, from beginning to end, take care of your loved one.
Pickup to packaging to parking.
That's right, we will pick up the dead body wherever it is. We don't care, we'll go anywhere. We'll do anything. We'll do anything for a dollar. Then we'll package it, that is, we will formaldehyde, mummify, whatever you want. We do mummification, by the way. We'll wrap it in bandages and put it in a sarcophagus if that's what you want. See, we don't have a problem with that. We don't have a problem with that. And then the parking. Do you want a pyramid?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you, Mr. Bozell. I'm not kidding you. We'll build a pyramid. We will build a mausoleum-style tomb with fucking Egyptian carvings and shit, if that's what you want. I mean, what do you want, man?
And that's where I gotta go. When I die, I want them to park me over there at Mergen's Mortuary. What a cool deal, man, to be buried in your own pyramid. Shit. Morgan's Mortuary, and they're in the Yellow Pages. Go visit him. I just talked to Danny Morgan. He's a great guy. His name's Mergen. Who did I talk to? You talked to Danny Morgan with the Dallas Cowboys. He's Jerry Jones' assistant. Well, he was talking about dead people being dead. Well, I don't know. We might be talking about the Cowboys. He was talking about a guy. He's talking about making somebody dead and mummifying them. I don't know. Did he wink at you or anything? No, he wasn't talking about me. The New York Giants got their ass handed to them again. They're 0-5 for the first time since 1987. Tom Coughlin has probably seen his last season as the head coach of the New York Giants. There's no question in my mind that Tom Coughlin is a very unimaginative coach, a guy that... No, I'm being very serious. Don't turn my mic off. Tom Coughlin is an unimaginative coach. All right, let's take a look now around the National Football League at some of the scores, what have been having, what's been going on. And we've seen some interesting games here. Cleveland and Buffalo. Buffalo losing to the Cleveland Browns 37 to... Are you bullshitting me or something, man? Am I looking at that right? No, that 37 to 24 is a final as the Cleveland Browns defeat the Buffalo Bills. How about that? It was the New Orleans Saints 26 and the Chicago Bears 18. So the Bears go down for the count. Here's an upset for you. Cincinnati 13, New England 6. I don't think really that's much of an upset, but oh well. 22-9, the Green Bay Packers over the Detroit Lions. Detroit's come back to earth, folks. Detroit, they're no damn good. I hate them. I hate them so much. Here's the Indianapolis Colts on a roll. 30... God damn it, I got a booger in my throat. 34-20, I got to take time out. I got to take a shit. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm okay. 34-28, Indianapolis over the Seattle Seahawks. In other action, it was the Baltimore Ravens 26, the Miami Dolphins 23, and it was the New York Giants, as we mentioned, going down to their fifth straight defeat, 36-21, losing to the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, here's the score. It is the St. Louis Rams 34, the Jacksonville Jaguars 20. Woo! And the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Tennessee Titans 26-17. Here is a partial score now in the... What quarter is this? Well, it is a 10-6 Arizona lead over the Carolina Panthers in the third quarter. And we've got this score, 28-20, Denver over Dallas here at the half from Dallas, Texas. Later on tonight, it is Houston and San Francisco. It'll be San Diego and Oakland. And Monday night, it is the New York Jets and the Atlanta Falcons. So
Lots of football to be played here. Our pro football game of the week here from Dallas with the Denver Broncos leading the Dallas Cowboys 28-20. We'll be right back. We're back. I'll tell you something. I'm looking at this second half, and I don't see any momentum on the part of the Dallas Cowboys. Do you?
I don't. I really don't. When you got Peyton Manning, and no doubt about it that Tony Romo has made some good plays, but as we mentioned, he hasn't gotten the pass protection. Dallas has been there on a pass play when they needed to. The Denver Broncos have been there on pass defense when they needed to be. The Denver Broncos, in the meantime, have gotten some real good running from Marino. And that last touchdown scramble by Peyton Manning going around the left side of the defense when everybody was looking for a goal line, kind of a diving, you know, what you want to call just a dive, just a like the guy dived, he dives it in. Yeah, like the guy dived it in. They was all looking for that, and it didn't happen. And so the Denver Broncos go from a 14-point deficit, 14-0. And they wind up getting themselves a big, big score, and they go into the lead. And don't forget, if you're watching us on Phil TV, you can take a look at our Game Center action as we follow the action here of the game. And you can see how the ball and everything, it's really neat looking. And those blue lines and shit.
Yeah, whatever. I don't think it's near as good as actually seeing the players.
Well, I mean, you're not going to see the players unless we, you know, quit cheaping out and get DirecTV.
Clarence Tulip's Daycare Center. Don't forget, we're here for you. A proud sponsor of the Pro Football Game of the Week. If your little brat needs to be taken to a daycare center, don't take him someplace where, oh, you're going to have to drop off panties and diapers, and you're going to need to drop off some snacks. No, no, we don't go near that. No, no. The kid gets dropped off, and if he's alive when you come to pick him up, hey, good for him. Good for him. He's living.
Clarence Tulip Daycare Centers, the best. All right, folks, back here in Dallas, Texas, one of the things that people have been mentioning to us when they see the graphic, and we'll roll it up there for you, it's our new artwork for the Ted Bell and Steve Bozell Pro Game of the Week, and you see a real dim-looking guy with blonde hair looking like he's about as dumb as the day is long, and then you see another guy looking disgusted with him. The guy that looks like a dim bulb is Steve Bozell.
No, 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 it's not.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's Steve Bozell, and the guy that looks intelligent is me, all right? Not the other way around. Where did they get that?
No, the guy that's intelligent is supposed to be me. Now, I got assurances from Mr. Darren, who done the artwork.
You didn't get assurances for jack shit. Back off and quit breathing on me. Welcome back here, ladies and gentlemen, to Dallas, Texas. And we were right. Pink is the color of the day here in Dallas. It's the official color, you know, of the Breast Cancer Susan G. Komen Foundation. And so the players are wearing the pink armbands, wearing pink socks, pink shoes. And again, I believe it robs them of their manhood, but whatever. So kicking off, the Dallas Cowboys going left to right on the radio dial to the Denver Broncos. And the Denver Broncos with an 8-point lead get the ball. Here's the kick. It's coming down into the end zone, through the end zone. Nope, they'll take it to the end zone. He's going to bring it out to the 5-yard line, to the 10-yard line. Cuts it back to the 15, across the 20-yard line, to the 25. The 30, the 35, down to the 40-yard line. It was the kicker that finally had to run him out of there, Dan Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey had to come across the field, man, and bounce that guy out of there. That's one hell of a run back, and this place is like a haunted house.
Well, you know, I noticed the crowd has definitely been taken out of this football game. And I don't know what it is about Dallas, Texas, whether or not these guys are in Dallas, whether they expect a championship every season, whether they think that the team, if the team doesn't win, they ought to just give up and leave.
Yeah, you're seeing that sun now coming through that skylight here in the new Dallas Stadium. I don't know why they insist on that asinine thing. Peyton Manning throwing the ball, slanting across the middle there down the 39-yard line. I'm Steve Bozell. I'm not Ted Bell.
Well, you took over the play-by-play there. Why?
because I just seen what happened. I thought I'd, I don't know. Don't ever do that again, okay? All right, so, no, don't ever do that again.
Fine.
Okay, so that was, I apologize for that lousy play-by-play. It's a second down and two in the shotgun now, or in the pistol are the Denver Broncos, ball to the 40-yard line. The give is to Marino, the running back, to the 40, and Marino about a yard shy of the first down. At the 43-yard line, Hatcher making the tackle there for the Dallas Cowboys. The further along in the game we go, the more recognizable will be the names because we find out what they are as we play this game. I'm too lazy to familiarize myself with the rosters before the game. Third down and one, the ball at the 42-yard line, and a pro set there over center is Peyton Manning, a single back. You got three wide receivers down here to the near side, going right to left to the Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning once again audibling at the line as Dallas shows blitz. Peyton Manning going over and talking to the tight end, pushing his tight end over. Peyton Manning coming back, giving directions, giving orders, looking like a real obnoxious ass. In motion, then back to the near side goes the tight end. Here's the give to Marino. First down across that first down mark on the 45-yard line for the Denver Broncos.
Well, you know, you can put down Peyton Manning all you want, but he's giving orders for a reason.
No, he's not. He wants it to look good on TV. He's not saying anything.
Well, how come they all get a good playoff?
Get out of here, will you, Bozell? They get a good playoff because they're good. Peyton Manning now with a single back. He gives to the running back, trying to cut it back as Marino. Marino tackled at the 42-yard line for a big loss on the play. You suck.
You know, I'll tell you something about Peyton Manning. He sells that play fake so well that you're half expecting him to still have the football on that play, but Paul, which is the name of the ball that they're using, what is that? They actually give names to the footballs when they've got the ball that's in there now is named Paul. Are you serious?
No.
Will you go?
Okay, folks. Second down and 13. The ball at the 42-yard line for the Denver Broncos. The shotgun formation: two wide receivers to the high side, one wide receiver out of the low side. A play fake. Back to passes. Peyton Manning. Manning throwing first down at the 45 to the 40. Getting down to the 35-yard line to the 33-yard line. Finally down to the 31-yard line to the Denver Broncos. And that was Irv-Way Thomas. He was tackled by Winston Church. First down for the Denver Broncos.
Well, I tell you, the Denver Broncos will not be denied here as Peyton Manning stepped back, threw the ball on a slanting pattern across the middle, hit him at the 45-yard line, and that wide receiver fought for the rest.
First down and 10 yards to go. Here's the give to Marino across the 30 to the 25-yard line. And the Denver Broncos have shown a superiority on offense that's impressive. Peyton Manning is simply more, I think he's more confident back there as the quarterback than Tony Romo. Whether or not he's got protection, it doesn't even seem to matter. As Peyton Manning is finding his receivers, he's making these plays, and there's enough of an off-balance situation. What are you looking at?
Boy, are you going to shut up?
Am I going to shut? Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah, I mean, I want to make a point here. I mean, well, never mind.
No. Go ahead.
Forget it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. First down and 15, the ball at the 36-yard line for the Denver Broncos. The shotgun formation, four wide receivers, two out wide on the left, one on the right. Peyton Manning throw to the far side, completes the pass to the 32-yard line and out of bounds to number 80, Thomas. That's Hoo-Hey Thomas, or they call him Wahoo Thomas, in training camp, and they turned it to Hoo-Hey. And most recently, they've been calling him Hoo-Hoo. It changes.
Yeah, that's because he's part Hawaiian, and it changes as the season changes.
I see. All right, it's second down and 10 at the 31-yard line in the shotgun of the Denver Broncos. Four down lineman for the Dallas Cowboys. 28-20 going right to left for the Denver Broncos. Throws the pass, complete the pass to the near side of the 25-yard line.
That was Dexter D. Deeker again, and we're going to have to give this man maybe a pass this week because as bad as he looked the first week we've seen him, he looked pretty good now.
Well, he's dropped a few, but he's doing much better. Third down and four now, the ball at the 26-yard line as the Denver Broncos go back into shotgun formation. He's got two wide receivers to the high side, just Peyton Manning, one wide receiver down to the low side. Once again, the characteristic checking off. Now he's audibling all over the goddamn place. I wish this fucking goddamn string bean of a guy would...
Well, don't get pissed.
Don't look at him. Will you shut up and just call a play, Manning? God damn it. Play clock's at 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Back to pass. He's getting rushed hard. He throws over the middle, completes the pass. First down to the 21-yard line to number 88, Damaris, Carlene Damaris, making the catch.
Yeah, Carlene Damaris come down and then took a little right turn, a left turn, and kind of shook his hip and then crossed himself and
did a whole, ooh, you know, kind of making fun of him, and then finally made the catch, first down for the Denver Broncos. In the shotgun formation of the Broncos, two wide receivers to the near side, one to the high side, going right to left of the Broncos, back to passes, Peyton Manning, throwing to the 15-yard line, incomplete pass, intended there for Bryant. The big wide receiver that has been a big factor in this football game, but at that time the ball was thrown behind him.
Yeah, I think you need on those timing plays, you obviously, timing's everything, and that ball just got a little bit behind him.
Tony Romo on the sideline hasn't had a whole lot to do here in this last series, just sitting there picking his nose, looking at the big screen TV, wondering whether, you know, what's on TV tonight, you know, is X-Files coming back, this and that. Calling an audible there is Peyton Manning. He's over the center. He's got a single back offense with two wide receivers to the near side. Back to pass is Manning. He gives the ball on a delay to the 20-yard line, down to the 16, down to the 15, down to the 14, to the 10, to the 9-yard line is Peyton Manning on a delay. Gave the ball to Marino.
Well, I tell you, it's a good thing he gave the ball to Marino because Peyton Manning had the defensive end in on him. He had that left end in on him. Tommy Teltekin, and Tommy Teltekin, man, came in there and almost had Peyton Manning for a big loss on play.
Boy, how do you like that? I mean, Manning on that delay, I think everybody thought he was going to throw the football. It looked like a play fake to me, but Marino got the ball and picks up the big first down, first and goal, 9-yard line. In the shotgun formation of the Denver Broncos, four down linemen for the Dallas Cowboys. Peyton Manning pumping, Peyton Manning looking back the other way, completes the pass to the 5-yard line, down to the 3-yard line. The ball was complete to the running back Marino at the 3-yard line, and that brings up a second down and goal.
Yeah, his name is Hillman.
Oh, that was Chris Hillman, former bass player with the Flying Burrito Brothers. I'm so very deeply sorry that I got that wrong. This is Ted Bell and Steve Bozell here in the Henry Broadcast Center, a Pro Football Game of the Week. Here's the give to Marino. Marino crossed the line of scrimmage down to the 2-yard line, and that brings up a third and goal as the Denver Broncos have shown a magnificent ability to move the football consistently in this ball game. The first two series of this football game for Denver, you have to just throw out and consider them as a, I don't know what you want to call it, practice. And as bad as it was for Denver, that's how good it was for Dallas, Steve Ozell.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys.
God damn it! Now I got to call the action here. And what action it is, folks? Shotgun formation, third and goal. Third and goal, ball at the 2-yard line, four down lineman for Dallas. Peyton Manning to pass the ball. Peyton Manning throwing to the front of the end zone, touchdown. And it was Dexter D. Deeker making the catch in the play. Deeker just getting past the goal line. All Manning had to do was look in. He saw his wide receiver go to the just beyond the goal line to the front side of the end zone, and he just lobbed the ball into him. And the ball arrived very nicely, protecting the ball with his body, was Dexter W. Deeker.
Yeah, Dexter W. Deeker, as you mentioned, Ted, spends his free time as a stockbroker on Wall Street, lording it over people, wearing a vest and smoking a cigar. But when he comes to work here, Peyton Manning is the guy that pushes him around. And I saw Manning push him around and pin him up against a locker at the pregame, telling him that he better get his shit together or he's going to get his ass kicked. And, I mean, Deeker is a lot smaller than Manning. Manning had him by the collar and was saying to him, you better get your shit together. I'm going to beat your ass after this game. Pushing him, banging his head into the locker. He dragged him at one point outside and filled a bucket full of water and shoved Deeker's head into the water. And all you heard was, oh, baby. Well, I got to tell you something, Steve Bozell. That's the biggest bucket of shit that I've ever heard in my life. But somehow I hope it's true. Somehow I hope it's true because I hope the quarterbacks do treat their teammates that way when they're not getting the kind of action and the kind of cooperation that you feel they need.
Well, right now, fans, we got a 35-20 Denver Bronco lead here over the Dallas Cowboys, and the Broncos, who have been picked to win the AFC, are looking every bit the strongest team in the American Football Conference. And what about those Denver Nuggets, the basketball team? No, I'm sorry. What about the New England Patriots, the football team, losing to Cincinnati today 13-6? The Patriots, a lot of people picking the Patriots to be back in the Super Bowl this year. I just don't see it. I don't know if Brady's going to stay healthy. I don't know if the New England Patriots are going to get it done. What do you think, Steve Bozell?
I think that it's going to be a Denver win in the AFC, no question about it.
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. This is the Pro Football Game of the Week. Mary Beth Cahill's Hair Fashions
has moved. Mary Beth Cahill's Hair Fashions has moved to the Plethora Mall. Where you used to go to the Westfield Mall, it's the new Plethora Mall. That's 3 miles down Coenga Boulevard. Please, please do make a note that Mary Cahill's Hair Fashions have moved down Coenga Boulevard, away from the Westfield Mall, into the brand spanking new Plethora Mall. Please keep track of that. We'll see you there. Gentlemen, hairdos half off at Mary Kay Playhill's Hairdos.
And I know you like to get your hair done there, don't you?
I don't get my hair done. God damn it.
Well, somebody must get their hair done there because that woman does a box office boffo business among men. All right, 8 minutes and 3 second mark here at in the third quarter as the Dallas Cowboys come out with the football, and down goes the return man to the 18-yard line, Snooker Bilbo, and he gets tackled there. So in comes Tony Romo. We got 7:57 left here in the third quarter from Dallas, Texas. Listen to how I can make things sound by playing the music on top of this music. Doesn't that sound cool? I love it. I'm Ted Bell, and that's what I do at my restaurant. Every night I'll start a song, and then I'll play another song over top of it to distract people and keep people from enjoying their dinners so they want to get the hell out of the restaurant, and that means that I can seat more people. Ted's of Beverly Hills, annoying you and bothering you since 1977. Ted's of Beverly Hills, we want to put our meat in your mouth. Ted's of Beverly Hills, that's me. Well, I'll tell you, it's been a lot of years, Steve Ozell. I know that you have joined us for dinner out there, you and April Jr. and Steve Jr. and all the juniors. And we're very, very proud to have been running Ted's of Beverly Hills all these many years. And can you give us your favorite Ted's of Beverly Hills memory?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that I loved about Ted's of Beverly Hills more than anything else was just the succulence of the place. And I don't mean to say anything bad about it, but it is very succulent. See, that's what I mean. You know, people... as long as you keep doing that, they're going to think we want to put our meat in your mouth is sexual. God damn it.
All I said was I enjoy the succulent.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Yeah, come on down and eat the steak, okay? No one's going to put their dick in your mouth. Okay, Steve?
You say that now, but...
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, back here in Dallas, Texas, we have a Denver lead of 35-20. Boy, this football game promised to be a good one, and so far it has sucked. It has sucked on high. It has sucked on wheels. All of this asinine, ridiculous bullshit. I noticed that Jean Jones, the wife of Jerry Jones, doesn't sit with him. She sits eating popcorn with two bored-looking daughters. The ball is given there to the running back of the Dallas Cowboys, DeMurray. And DeMurray gets out about a yard. I know it says Murray. I'm calling him DeMurray. Don't keep waving your hands like that.
Well, I just tell you right now you're getting it wrong.
So I'm getting it wrong. Jerry Jones, before the game was given an award, and he is basking in the glory, looking like he thinks he's the greatest thing in the world. He holds the ring aloft. God, does he think he's special. He doesn't sit with his wife. He sits by himself. His wife sits with the kids. I think that's so gay. I think he is a homosexual from way back.
You don't sit with your wife.
That's none of your business. Passing the ball deep downfield. Tony Romo, the ball is up in the air. It's caught. 30, 25, 20, 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Dallas.
Man, I'll tell you right there, just as soon as you talk about Jerry Jones being a homosexual, look what happened. Well, I mean, nope, that's what happens when you start talking about Jerry Jones as a homosexual. That's what happens. And that was C.J. Williams and Tukey Tutu and Tony Tolo and everything. Everybody in on that play. Well, I mean, sending him downfield on a big fly pattern, then coming and curling across the middle and going up for the catch. It was made there. And the defensive back on the play just got beat like he got beat like a redheaded stepchild. Number 32 is Carter, and Carter tried to bat the ball away, and it didn't happen, man. He made the catch, he got burned, and that's just the way it's going to be.
Well, you wonder, you know, how long the Dallas Cowboys are going to stay down in a game like this. As I say, they jumped out to the early lead, and now they've come within 7 again. Denver 35, Dallas 27 here from Dallas, Texas. The Denver Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys, Dallas, Texas, Dallas, 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 Dallas. God, I hate this place. this is Ted Bell reminding you that if you go to a football game with your wife, you should sit with her. Yes, I take time. And
hold on, man. You can't do that. This is a Bozell and Bozell commercial.
I know, but you weren't ready, so I wanted...
Everybody, this is Steve Bozell, and if you don't, if you sit with your wife, sometimes you're too busy to sit with your wife, and you don't want to be it. Anyway, Bozell and Bozell Construction, we have been doing it and doing it and doing it. We will never relent. If we don't build it right the first time, we'll build it right the second time. If we don't build it right the second time, we'll build it right the third time. We'll do anything we can not to get sued by you. Don't sue me. I'll rebuild it. I'll do it for free. I'll let you use, and I don't mean anything by this, but I'll let you use my daughter and wife. I didn't say for sex. I just said you can use them. Bozell and Bozell Construction in Corona, California. Back here in Dallas, Texas, the Dallas Cowboys coming back to within 7 points in this ball game, 8 points, I should say, with the touchdown pass from Tony Romo to the fleet and flurrying and scurrying Ingram. Ingmar Ingram, a guy with a white chick name from Sweden, making the touchdown grab after catching the ball and sprinting the rest of the way for the touchdown. A beautiful play. Denver 35, Dallas 27 in this football game. Steve Bozell. Taking a look now at the statistics. 21 first downs for Denver to 15 for Dallas. 214 total yards for Denver. Denver 124 for Dallas. Passing yards now 274 for the Dallas Cowboys. 222 for the Denver Broncos. So you see Dallas is really airing it out. Look at the running yards of 92 for Denver and 51. And look, see right here. Now, look at that. You speak English, for God's sake. Sorry. Turnovers, one each. The penalties have gone against the Dallas Cowboys big time. And there you have it, man. So Denver gets the ball here on the return. The ball goes through the end zone, and so it is a touchback. The Denver Broncos are going to bring it back out to the 20-yard line. As we'll see whether the Denver Broncos can respond, we'll be right back. We're back. The Denver Broncos will have the ball here, first down and 10 yards to go. Peyton Manning, not the kind of guy that's going to panic. You do see him calling a lot of audibles. You do see him ordering people around. You do see him telling people what to do. I guess if you're that smart, you know what you're doing. You don't want to fuck around. Four touchdown passes in this football game. Am I right? Did I just see that? Four touchdown passes in this football game? Am I right? Did I just see that? Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Peyton Manning, he gives the ball to Marino. Marino, the 30-yard line. Marino across the 30 to the 32-yard line. First down for the Denver Broncos. And there's a flag on a play holding against the Denver Broncos. God damn it.
What's wrong?
I've got asthma or something. I can't breathe.
We got a problem with Steve Bozell, or with Ted Bell. There's no problem with me. What's wrong, Ted?
Well, go ahead.
I got to take over the play-by-play as my friend here, Ted Bell. Ted, are you all right? All right, let me just take over. I think he needs his asthma. He needs his inhaler. Here goes Peyton Manning. He throwed the ball. The man caught a ball. And going to be first down and a whole lot of – it's a first down and 10. I'm Steve Bozell. I'm calling play-by-play because, Ted, are you okay? Get him his inhaler, man. That's what he needs. And right now, Ted Bell had an asthma attack, so I'm taking over here. Steve Bozell, first down for Denver Bronco. They're on a 42-yard line. They got 10 whole yards they got to go. And then that way, you know, then if they do the 10 yards what they got to go, then they get another bunch of 10 yards. Peyton Manning is audibilizing. He's in a pistol packing guy. And here comes a guy, and man had a ball. Boy, he had a lot of fun with that. He had a ball holding the ball, and the ball go down. That's Hillman. That's man we said played bass guitar for the Flying Burrito Brothers as well as the Birds. God damn, man. I'm sneezing. He's got asthma. What the fuck's going on around here?
Sorry, we got to open the window, okay?
Yeah, open a fucking window, will you? Peyton Manning throws the ball out here, number 21. Look at that boy go. He's running. I didn't mean to say boy. I don't mean that racial. I just sneezed a whole bunch, and how's Hillman going down to 35-yard line?
Now here comes a, they're going to show it on a replay. If all y'all have a replay, you don't have it, well, you're listening to me here on Field TV. But you can see. See, I'm going to go back and look at it. See, right there? Okay. Now he gives the ball off the running back. Running back coming down here. Running back go down there. Man, he got pulled down. Oh, that's all fucked up. What are we going to do? What happened to Ted Bell? Is he okay? Ted, what's wrong? Ted Bell has been taken with an asthma attack. Are you gonna? Is he gonna be able to play? Is he gonna be able to call a game?
I don't think.
What's that? You don't think he can?
No.
Ted Bell is being carted out of here to the hospital. It appears he's had an asthma attack. Here goes Peyton Manning throwing a ball over to the far side. It's a first, well, not a first down, but it looked like it should have been a first down. There was a blue line, but I know that's a line of scrimmage. That ain't first down. Oh boy, I tell you, I don't know what to do because I'm not a play-by-play man. My partner has been taken to the hospital with an asthma attack. I'm trying to do the best I can. I just don't know what I'm doing. 35-27, Denver. It's a third down and seven for the Denver Broncos. They're in Dallas territory at the 32-yard line. Peyton Manning bothering people, coming up, calling signal. I think he just does this to look like a big shot. Three wide receivers in tight on the left side. Got a running back in the backfield with him. Peyton Manning calling signals. He gives the ball to the running back. Now out to the 30-yard line. It's Marino. Oh, down to 30-yard. Oh, boy, that boy almost broke down on 30. Marino almost got down to 30-yard line. But he wasn't quite able to make it. Now they're going to try a field goal that's going to give them a 10-point, 11-point lead in the football game. So every time Dallas try to climb back in this thing, the Denver Broncos come right on, and they go right on. They go, then they get done, they do it. So in comes Matt Prater, going to try a field goal. As Wendell Willkie, who's the former presidential candidate, and now wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, wasn't quite able to do it. Ball down, kick up, kick. Good. It's good. Yeah, I told you it's good. I told you that. And so Prater gets a kick. 38-27, Denver leading the Dallas Cowboys in this pro football game of the week. Ted Bell has been taken with an asthma attack. I don't know when he'll be back with us. I know he's been taken out of the booth to the hospital here, but I don't know how serious it is. I don't know whether or not it's anything he's going to be able to recover from. I don't know if it's anything he's going to be able to actually, you know, I don't know what's going on, man. I just don't know what's going on. And I got to get some information, so please stand by.
everybody. Hold on for just a minute. This is Steve Bozell. Hold on. Hold on just a minute.
We had a problem here, folks. We had a problem here. Ted Bell, who's my broadcast partner. So right now, I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do. But Ted Bell's my broadcast partner. He had an asthma attack. He has been taken to the hospital. That's my understanding. I want his wife, Marcy, to understand. Marcy, if you're listening, which I know you're not, but if you was, Ted's at the hospital, had an asthma attack, but I'm sure he's going to be okay. But I have a tape recording of him. You play back that tape, Joey? Here's a tape later, earlier, of Ted Bell.
Okay.
There it is. Please stand by. I'm awaiting information and instruction, because I don't know how to do play-by-play. The way I do it, it sounds all, it's fucked. So hold on. Or just so you, if you want to know, the kickoff has been made, and Dallas has the ball, and it's, you know, first down, it's a TV timeout, so hold on. Here on the air right now, I'm going to try and do the best I can. I want to play by play. First down and 10 now, Dallas Cowboy. I'm Steve Bozell. Ted Bell has been taken to hospital. He had an asthma attack. Dallas Cowboy had a ball there in a shotgun formation. They got four down linemen of Denver Bronco. They're at the 20 yard line. Now here's Tony Romo. Now he's throwing the ball way down. And it looked like they was holding hands down there, but there's no, it's incomplete and everything. Turn that music off now. I don't need no music now, man. So anyway, you got yourself the Dallas Cowboys here and the Denver Broncos. Denver's got an 11-point lead in this here game. I'm Steve Bozell. I have never not done play-by-play, so I won't be all that good on it, but I'm going to try and do what I can. But I know I'm awaiting instruction here from the broadcast center on whether they want me to keep on doing this or just go ahead and go straight down to the hot place. I'm serious. First down now for Denver. They are Tony Romo calling signals, a single back with three wide receivers. They're going left to right on a radio dial. Romo dumps the ball out over across the middle, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Yard line across the 45. 40. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that. Excuse me, folks. I got to take a break. I'm a mess. Give there to Murray. Murray going across that 45, across the line of scrimmage, the 48-yard line. I'll be right back. All right, folks, we're awfully sorry. We had a medical emergency here. My partner, Ted Bell, taken to hospital with asthma. In the middle of that, I was having to cart him down. I had to run back up and try to do some play-by-play and then carry him back down because he didn't have no ambulance. So we had to carry him downstairs. Here's a pass by Romo. Romo, I got a guy out there, and the guy, he messed it up. I'm not all that good at doing this. But I'm going to try to do the best I can. If you're wondering why I wasn't here, we was playing all that music. Is on account of the fact that I had to carry Ted Bell over my shoulder because they said, what's wrong with him? I said, asthma. And Jerry Jones, meanwhile, he's playing thumb. He was playing thumb it and mumbly peg and mumbly dick out here with reporters. And so everybody wanted to talk to him and nobody getting no medical help. So I carted Ted Bell downstairs myself. And then I had to run back up and do more play-by-play. So that's why I was a little bit winded. Ball at the 35-yard line, or 25-yard line, rather. Dallas Cowboys is on driving a football, man. They're looking real good here. They're knocking on the door. Minute three to go. Back to pass. Tony Romo. Romo throwing over the middle. Completes the pass. Number 11, Willie Wellham. That's Wee Willie Wilker down the 3-yard line. First down here for the Dallas Cowboys. How about that? God damn, them Dallas Cowboys look like they may know what they're doing after all. Boy, never can tell in this game here of football. Excuse me. Oh, shut up. You know, one thing I can't take is this guy, Phil Simms. He's so wrong about everything he says. I can't even begin to tell you how wrong he is. He's always talking about this, that. He's so full of shit. All right, first down ball at the 3-yard line here for the Dallas Cowboys. Man, how about this? They're down by 11 points. Coming back in this game, here's a toss into the end zone. Touchdown. It could have been an interference, but the ball goes right there to the front side of the end zone as Romo complete the pass. And it looked like that Denver player was hanging all over him like stink on shit. Jennifer Romo. Ain't that the chick? Ain't that Jennifer Simpson? The one that it ain't? Okay, I thought that was Jennifer Simpson, who's the singer that he was dating and he's having sex with and everything. It's not Jessica Simpson. That I don't know who she is. But nonetheless, they're going to go for two now. They're going to go for two. It is, if you get two, that means you got 3 points. See, but if you go for one, you're going to have 4 points, and that ain't going to do shit. That means you got to have a touchdown. Yeah, well, that's fine. See, again, that's Phil Simms. Doesn't know his fucking ass from a hole in the ground. Watch this. I bet you they don't make it. I bet you they won't make it. They're going for two. They're in a shotgun. Tony Romo with time. Going to throw the ball. Stepping up. He's going to scramble. And he gets tackled. I told you he wouldn't make it. I told you he wouldn't make it. Ha, ha, ha. He didn't make it. So that's what the book says, huh? That's why the Dallas Cowboys are only going to win this game. Because they go by the book. They don't think creatively like a Denver Bronco do. And they tackled him, and he's down, and I called it. I'm Steve Bozell, and Ted Bell didn't have shit to do with what I just done with what I did now. I'm Ted Bell. I might as well be Ted Bell. I'm Steve Bozell calling the play-by-play of this here ball game. They're all high-fiving Tony Romo and telling him how bitching he is, but guess what? You're still down, Romo. Down by four, 38-33. I guess that's five. How much is four? Or wait a second. Oh, 33, okay. So 33 minus 38 equals minus five. I don't understand. What's minus five? Look at that Dallas Cowboy girl. What's minus five? I'm asking, there's nobody on the air. I want to ask the guy over here, my technical advisor, how much is that? How much is minus five? What's the thing? I know that, but I'm trying to figure out. Oh, I see. It's 38 minus 33. That's five. Okay. Now, if they made a field goal, it would have been 38 to 36. That means that another field goal would have won it. See? So that's all I'm trying to say. All right, here's the kickoff. To the Denver Broncos, out to the 5, Holiday out to the 10, to the 15. Holiday squirms all the way to 20-yard line with 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Fans, I want to remind you that Phil Henry is going to be at the, the Podfest later on today. He'll be at the Podfest later on today.
Again, Phil Henry will be at the Pog Fest.
Later on today?
That's right, later on today. Now, if you tune in expecting to hear Ted Bell, Ted's been rushed to the hospital. He wasn't rushed to the hospital. I had to carry him down five flights of stairs, and that took me about 20 minutes to do it. He's at the hospital. He's got an asthma attack. And so he may be indisposed for the rest of this here game. Here's a snap back to Peyton Manning. Manning looking, Manning throwing deep down the middle of the field. The pass is intercepted by the Dallas Cowboys at the 50-yard line. Intercepted by the Dallas Cowboys at a 50-yard line. And Peyton Manning and Jerry Jones is not sitting with his wife. He told his wife and daughters to get their asses the hell out of that luxury box and go sit by themselves someplace else. I think y'all ladies ought to make a big deal out of that. I really do. I think y'all should, for all y'all ladies, ought to, you know, go, go on a protest march or something tomorrow and say Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys is a filthy, dirty pig because he sits up in a press box and he makes his wife and daughter sit in another part of the press box, not even in the same part. They sit in their own luxury box, and Jerry Jones, he sits in his own luxury box. I mean, that's the kind of the scum of the earth. I don't think that's right. First down for the Dallas Cowboys. The ball is at midfield. Back to pass is Tony Romo, standing at his own 40-yard line, firing down the middle of the field, completes the pass, incomplete pass. Incomplete pass. Well, here's where the Denver Bronco defense, I think, is going to have to come up with some kind of
I think they're going to have to come up with something here. I don't know what they're going to have to come up with, but they got to come up with something. I'm Steve Ozell, and Ted Bell had an asthma attack earlier, and he's no longer in the booth. He has been taken to the hospital. He was gagging and sputtering, and I figured it wouldn't be going to be worth it for him to die on the air, so we went ahead and I hauled him downstairs and laid him on the cement. They said there'd be an ambulance on, you know, right quick. And so I said, well, all right, can I lay him here? And they said, sure, you do that. So I laid him on the cement, and I come back up here to finish out doing play-by-play, but I don't even know if they want me to do play-by-play because, like I said, I don't even know if they want me to do it, you know, but I'm doing it, so I don't even know if I'm on the air right now, but I'm doing what I'm doing because I got to do it. Meantime, as I said, I carried Steve Bozell down, or Ted Bell, I mean, downstairs, and I laid him on the cement, laid him down on the asphalt. I said, look, they said, well, we'll be right along quick. There ought to be an ambulance come along here right quick. I said, all right. And I said, so you all take care of him. And they said, sure. So that's where I left him. I mean, I don't know. And if his wife Marcy's listening, Marcy, I done what I did the best way I could. So I, you know, laid him on the cement out there. All right. So this here is Steve Bozell. And oh, you know what? I ought to just do this here because this is important. I don't know what to say about, I don't have no script, but I've eaten there. It's good. I mean, I've had better, but it ain't bad. You know, it's good. It's good. Here's, yeah. They don't mean penis, dude. He want me to, well, he didn't say nothing to me. I don't even think Ted knows I'm doing a game. Hey, if Ted gets pissed at me doing a game, we can just say that it wasn't on the air. So it's the beginning of the fourth quarter here with the Denver Dallas Cowboys with the ball at the 49-yard line in their own territory. Tony Romo throwing the ball to the near sideline, completes the pass to 40, down the 38-yard line to Jason Witten. And that's just about as pretty a play as you're ever going to see. Jason Witten, one of the top tight ends in all of the professional game. Witten goes down and then cuts it to the outside and just leaves that defender. It was a cornerback covering on that play and leaves him in his dust as he completes the pass. First down there for the Dallas Cowboy. Now you're going to be talking here about Peyton Manning and everything, and I don't know. Shotgun formation, and boy, they don't have no linebackers in the middle of the field. Everybody playing deep, everybody playing up in the run. Throwing the ball over the middle, completes the pass to the 20-yard line. It's Jason Witten out of the 10-yard line. Big open field tackle there for the Denver Broncos. Moore
Moore saved a touchdown with that open field tackle. You're going to see it on a play, on a replay. Here comes Moore, number 26, and just a big time open field tackle saving that touchdown from happening. See, to me, that's what football is. You can talk all you want about Romo. I thought that tackle there by Moore, that was beautiful, but I don't know that much about football, so I'm probably saying all the wrong stuff. So it's a first down for the Denver Broncos, or for the Dallas Cowboys. Boy, they get a touchdown here, and they're going to go back in the lead for the first time since the time when they had the lead, which was way back when, I don't know what. Guy's out of bounds, Witten, and Witten's asking for, he's saying he got pushed out of bounds. Witten's saying that he got pushed out of bounds, and that's where he caught the ball, and so therefore it ought to be a touch. Look, there's the push. How can that not be a penalty? They didn't call a penalty because he didn't see it. And the official didn't see it. Two hands. He got pushed out of bounds.
Did you ever think when Denver took the second half kick, kept it for almost 7 minutes and went up 35-20?
All right, now, I was all stunned. I'm sorry, folks. I was just looking at Tony Romo, 441 yards. He's at 404 yards right now. Romo back to pass. Romo looking downfield. Romo standing at the 19. Romo's going to scramble with the ball. Romo throwing to the end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown for the Dallas Cowboys as Romo fired that ball into the front of the end zone again. Big score. And Denver now, Denver's going way down. Look at this. As back to pass goes Romo, he's looking everywhere. He's looking all over the place. Now he runs. Now he think he's going to scramble. No, he don't. He throws the front of the end zone, and that's Jason Witten again making that catch. But I tell you, that's the kind of thing you say, it's real pretty. Now they're going to go for two again because the book tell them that that's what they're supposed to do. But the book is stupid. But they're going to go for two anyway, even though the book is so stupid. The book is stupid. Why are you going? They'll never make this. They'll never make it. 39-38 Dallas over Denver. They're going for two. He throws the ball to the short side of the end zone, touchdown. And the Denver Broncos are claiming that there was pushing off going on. Well, guess what, Denver? You got away with Denver. Guess what? Witten should have had the touchdown. So, F you. So, the Dallas Cowboys got the two-point conversion. They now lead by a field goal, 41-38 of the Dallas Cowboys of the Football League.
Hello, this is Lou Brass, and I'm the producer of the Game of the Week for the Phil Henry website. We apologize for the unprofessional manner of Stephen Bozell, but there's nothing else we can do. We don't have a backup. Ted Bell was taken to the hospital with an asthma attack. I spoke to Ted earlier on the phone. If you'd like to hear the conversation, we'll play it for you right now. And so when do you, Ted?
I don't know.
You can't breathe very well, Ted. That's what I'm hearing.
I don't know.
And so, folks, that was all, literally, that was all we were able to get out of Ted Bell. We'll make another phone call to him in just a moment.
And this is Steve Bozell here at Dallas Game. They did connect with Ted Bell on a game, and let me talk to him now. Is this you, Ted?
Yeah.
And how are you doing?
Well, I was worse when you laid me on the pavement in the sun, in the blinding heat of the sun. You laid me down on my back on the pavement, and people were stepping over me. I got mustard spilled on me.
I'm sorry, but I had to come up here and get the play-by-play.
You didn't have to do any such thing. You didn't have to.
Yes, I did.
Well, you laid me down, and I'm laying on the pavement. I can't move, and finally an ambulance came, and they dragged me into the ambulance. Nobody even picked me up and put me on a gurney. They just dragged me in by one arm.
Well, I'm sorry. How do you feel now?
I don't feel all that good. I feel really bad. Let me take a deep breath and see what happens. Yeah, see?
Yeah, you don't sound too good.
Yeah. Well, guess who else doesn't sound too good?
Me?
Bingo. Give the man a cigar. You know what?
All right, we got cut off. Well, that's not too bad. Well, the Dallas Cowboys are out in front now for the first time since the first time that they was in the front, which was back in the first half, way back. Right now, you got Tony Romo with 413 passing yards, four touchdown passes. Are you ready for that? Peyton Manning with four touchdown passes and an interception. Four touchdowns. What a ball game. 13:33 left. Peyton Manning throwing a swing pass out to the left side. The Broncos going left to right to the high side to pass complete. Marino pick up a few yards. Well, you always know, you know, you're going with Peyton Manning. You got to have you know there's going to be a chance for Peyton Manning to come back. So there's no, I don't know why we felt like there's going to be a blowout here, because sure as hell wasn't. That wasn't me. That was Ted Bell. Second down and three, 41-38 Denver. Dallas. Denver got the ball. Had the ball at the 22-yard line or something like that. I don't know. Here's a play fake. Nope, they give the ball to Marino. Marino across the 25 to almost. I'm sorry. Hold on for a minute. John, that?
Well, you're the guy that's belching.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on the air? Okay. I was just talking to Ted Bell. He asked me to keep the line open. First down and 10 to go for the Denver Dallas Cowboy Bronco. Back to pass, Peyton Manning throws the ball to the near side. He is tackled at the 32-yard line. The ball is out of his hand, so I guess it's an incomplete pass is what they're calling it now. That was number 80, Winslow Bryant, and Bryant was, you know, had the ball, and then he didn't do good. I'm Steve Bozell. I'm calling play-by-play on account of Ted Bell got taken to the hospital with an asthma attack. Second down and 10, the ball at the 27-yard line, shotgun formation of the Denver Broncos. Three down linemen now for the Denver Broncos, for the Dallas Cowboys. And now there's an audible going on, and now they're sending personnel in. Are the Dallas Cowboys on defense? They're still going with a three-man rush. Are the Dallas Cowboys? I think that's probably what's messing up this Denver Bronco team. Is they're going with a three-man rush on the Dallas side of the football, which means they're bringing in one more linebacker. And so with a linebacker, you not only have a guy that's able to rush the passer and play the run, you got a linebacker can play the pass too. And that's probably what's hanging up this year, Peyton Manning. We got a Denver Bronco on the grass. Okay, grass. Got a Denver Bronco on the grass, but he's not on the grass because he's lazy. He got hurt. It's third down and 10. The ball is at the 27-yard line in the shotgun formation of the Denver Broncos. And now when they was doing everything right, now the Denver Broncos can't do nothing right at all, man. Everything they're doing, they look stupid, stupid, stupid. God, they look stupid. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cry, but I did put some money on Denver today, and I just wish that they would look better than they look. Third down and 10, taking the snap is Peyton Manning. He's looking downfield. He throws over the middle. The pass is caught. Beautiful catch and a first down. Man, that was all second effort there by Marino as he caught the ball, stumbled forward. I mean, that boy looked like he was dead to rights, man, like he's never going to make that. Manning got hit. Marino caught the ball. Marino stumbles. He's on one hand. He's getting up. He's crawling along. He made the first down for the Denver Broncos. That's one hell of a second effort there by Marino. Steve Bozell here. Ted Bell is in the hospital with an asthma attack. Back to pass. There goes Peyton Manning. Throws the ball over the middle. Completes the ball at the 50-yard line. And across midfield goes Wendell D. Wilker, who ran for President of the United States and is now a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. Wendell Wilkie. Number 83, I think he's done an amazing job as a guy that ran for president back when Roosevelt was around, and he still looks like he's 20, and he's playing for the Broncos. I don't get that. But anyway, here's Denver now. They got the ball. They're across midfield. Now jumping off sides is Dallas, and now we got a offside penalty. There's a flag on the play, and it's probably offside against the Dallas. Yep, it sure enough was. 99 is the left end there for the Dallas Cowboys, and that is Bruiser Humpaway. Number 99, he's a big man. You know, once you get going, I tell you what, I bet you once you get that big butt going, it's hard to turn that thing around.
And that's probably what happened there to Bruiser Humpaway, the left end. First down and five now. The ball at the 40s. Well, no, looky here. Now, 48-yard line. In a shotgun are the, in a single back are the Denver Broncos. Three wide receivers to the left. It's a wide receiver screen out to the 40-yard line, across the 40 to 37-yard line to Wendell D. Wilkie, making the catch out there. So Wendell D. Wilkie makes a catch on that wide receiver screen. You take both wide receivers, go out and block for you, and a third wide receiver, who's the interior receiver, he's the one who makes a catch, and that's that play there. Peyton Manning, 25 of 32 on the afternoon so far. First down, the ball at the 38-yard line. Manning in a pistol formation with two wide receivers either side, going left to right. Here's the pass. It's caught there by number 88. That's Marius Thomas. Or Mary Thomas, as they call him, or his mother called him Mary Thomas. Marie Thomas is also a name he goes by. Maria Thomas. And he also sometimes goes by the name of Patsy or Patricia Thomas, but he's a guy. Ted Bell and Steve Bozell. Ted's in the hospital. I'm Steve Bozell. I'm calling play-by-play here. Ball out there at the 33-yard line. First down for second down and five for the Denver Broncos. Broncos have kept this one alive on second effort alone. They've kept it alive on some amazing amazing abilities to just do amazing ability things. Here's a pass. It's a fade pattern out there to the sideline. Again, there was like a little bit of a fade pass there by Peyton Manning to number 80, wide receiver on the far side of the field as he read the blitz by the Dallas Cowboys. And the ball was not that well thrown, because that very, very big receiver over there, which is Stretch Ugin, he should have had that thing as pretty as you please, but he didn't. So that brings up third down and five. Ball at the 32-yard line. The Denver Broncos probably a little bit past the field goal range here on this game. I would say 35, 45, 52-yard line. Well, 42 and 5 and a 7. 49-yard kick from here. Back to pass. Here's the throw. It is incomplete pass intended for number 88, Gluvers. And Gluvers missed it. And it looked to me like there was some physicality going on there as Peyton Manning looked off the defense to the right. Now he comes back to the left, and he threw the ball off the back leg. It was not a very well-thrown football. And so now in comes a field goal kicker, Dan Bailey. And Dan Bailey is going to try a field goal attempt here of 50 yards. Now, any field goal kicker in the National Football League worth his weight in coon shit ought to be able to make this. I don't give a fuck if it's indoors just about. He makes the kick right down the pipe. This ball game is tied up, folks. Ball game tied up 41-41. The kick by Prater. Did I say Bailey? That's Prater. Prater made another kick. Now Tony Romo going to come in and all this. I'm Steve Bozell. Ted Bell is sick. We'll be right back.
Everyone, this is Ted Bell. I am here in the hospital. I'm fine. I had an asthma attack. I did not have the right inhaler with me. One of the things that made it worse for me was the fact that I was taken downstairs by Steve Bozell and basically just laid in the dirt as he goes back upstairs to call the game. So I'm laying there waiting for the sound. I was hoping and praying for the sound of a siren. And all I heard were people going, oh, what's wrong with that poor man? I got beer spilled on me on purpose. Don't worry about it. I know it was done on purpose. Mustard was spilled on me. A little kid leaned over me and stared at me and dripped ice cream on me. And I know all of it was done on purpose. And I remember each face. It's burned in my memory.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that sounds almost like a threat to me, but... welcome back here in the final few minutes of this ball game. What a ball at 41-41. And I said at the very beginning of this, I said that the Dallas Cowboys think that their stuff don't smell bad. And I got news for you. They've given as good as they got, you know. And in a football game here where the Denver Broncos were down by two touchdowns, and then they got a big lead of 28-17, and then they went out to a 35-20 lead. And then the Dallas Cowboys come alive and scored like 39 points or some shit like that to 3. Or no, 19-3 in the second half. So that's been that kind of a game, back and forth, pretty as you please, pretty as you please. And I'll tell you, I've never in my whole my life on this or any other planet have I seen anything quite like that. And so I want to remind you that Phil Hendry is going to be on the Sklar Brothers podcast tonight at the L.A. Pod Festival. Phil Hendry will be on the Sklar Brothers podcast tonight on the L.A. Podcast Festival. So we all want you all to come on out and see Phil tonight. Here's a kickoff. Dallas taking the ball, coming down. 20-yard line, 25, 30, 35-yard line, 40. And across the out of where? He went out of bounds at 25. There's a flag yard. There's a flag down at the 25 on a 2-5. God damn it to hell. I don't remember. Here's a what? Yeah. Yeah, it was holding on the Dallas Cowboys. That's what I thought. So the Dallas Cowboys, who had a hell of a return there, guess what happens? They wind up fucking up big time on that play. So 9 minutes and 29 seconds remaining in the football game. Dallas has the ball on the whatever yard line, whatever. On the whatever yard line. Andrew Luck had two touchdown passes today as Indianapolis beat Seattle 34-28. That was a big game. And here comes the Dallas Cowboys now. Tony Romo, he's in the shotgun formation. I'd say at least 50% of the plays in this football game have been out of the shotgun formation. That's how interesting that is. 1 second left on the play clock. Back goes Romo from the five. Throws, completes the pass to the 15-yard line, to the 20, out to the 25-yard line, down to the 30-yard line, down to the 35, and across the 35 to the 40. That's Bryant. Finally got thrown down. And boy, here comes another flag on the play, though. Let's see what it is. Holding against the Dallas Cowboys. Are you loving that or what? So there's another holding call on the Dallas Cowboys in this football game. Look at Romo. He's going back to pass on the replay. Just about tackled the sumbitch on the line of scrimmage. And that's what the hold call was all about. And that's another play that's called back here. So I'll tell you something right now. These Dallas Cowboys can't get out of their own goddamn way in this thing. I'm Steve Bozell. Ted Bell's in the hospital with an asthma attack. It's a 1st and 16 for Dallas. The ball at the 5-yard line. Into his own end zone goes Romo, dropping back, throws the ball over the middle, incomplete pass. Intended for Jason Witten. Again, Witten is looking for some kind of a penalty marker, but I don't know what. Good coverage there by the Denver Broncos on that next week. Next week is going to be either Jacksonville and Denver, or next week I probably will have the Fox game. I don't know, but I'm going to have to see how Ted Bell's doing. Have we got Ted on the line? We do? Oh, he's listening in. Ted, how you feeling, man?
Well, you know, I'm watching a game here. Not too good. Every time I try to take a deep breath, listen.
All right, hold on, man. I can't waste my time talking to you. I got a ball game to call here. 5-yard line, back to passes. Romo looking, throwing over the middle, completes the pass to the 10, the 15-yard line. There was a little bit of a crossing pattern there by number 11, Beirutti. Nugent Beirutti is this kid's name, number 11. He's only about 4'7", but this kid is a bastard of a wide receiver. 41-41 tie, third down and six. Ball at the 17-yard line. They're in an empty backfield now. Empty backfield? No, it's going to be shotgun. All right. Okay, whatever you want to do. It's a shotgun formation. Looked like empty backfield to me. Two wide receivers on either side. The Cowboys going right to left. They have the ball at the 17-yard line, third and six. 41-41 tie. Romo looking. Romo at the 10-yard line, throwing the ball deep down the near sideline. Caught! 50, 45, 40. Goes across the tackle, across field, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, to 10, and tackle the 5-yard line. Finally brought down from behind by a Denver Bronco is a wide receiver there, Ugin Fartin. And Rogers Cromartie was a guy who blew it. But I'll tell you, it was a hell of a tackle made by the Denver Bronco to bring that sumbitch down. But here is the wide receiver, number 88. He caught the ball, then cut it back toward the middle of the field, and Rogers Cromartie fell into his own man, and that's how he got cut down on the play, and Uga made the tackle on the play. He was trailing the play and finally had to come make the play because Rogers Cromartie got knocked on his fucking ass. And I'm sorry to say that I had money on this motherfucker. I had money on this here football game. Hey, Ted, you see that?
Yeah, I saw that, and I told you not to put your money on Denver either, but you don't listen. You know that? You know.
All right, thanks a lot, Ted Bell. So Tony Romo, four touchdown passes, 502 yards. That's a career high for Tony Romo in this here football game, and I'm very proud. I will tell you this much, as much as I bet on the Denver Broncos, I'm very proud to say that I was there the day that Tony Romo had his career high yardage, 502 yards, people. Now, I recall a couple of passing games by, I don't know, people like Namath and Unitas of 500-plus yards. But, boy, this is very exciting to see that record be threatened here by Tony Romo. The pass completed there to Iglesias Upchurch. He caught the ball and cut across the middle of the field. Rogers Cromartie got knocked off the play by his own man. And the play was being trailed, fortunately, by Uga Buga, the defensive back. And now that's where the Dallas Cowboys find themselves, the four-yard line, first and goal to go. There's 7 minutes, 32 seconds remaining in this football game. Three wide receiver to the near side of the shotgun formation, going right to left of the Dallas Cowboys. Four down linemen, three down linemen for the Denver Broncos. The pass is caught there by Beasley. Three-yard touchdown. Beasley got the touchdown there. That's that little midgety wide receiver, number 11. And now Dallas goes out into the lead. They show Jerry Jones celebrating. They show Tony Romo's wife celebrating, but they don't show Jerry Jones's wife and daughter celebrating. And I find that significant. And I, again, would like to point that out to all the women that is listening, that the woman, the wife of Jerry Jones, is being treated like she's just sort of window dressing. She's not even allowed to sit with Jerry Jones. I think some people ought to make a big stink about that. What do you think about that, Ted Bell? He's still having a hard time breathing. So the Dallas Cowboys go out to a 48-41 lead. But let me just say this to you. This is Peyton Manning here. This is Peyton Manning here. So this ball game far from over. So the little midgety wide receiver Beasley caught that ball on just a kind of a hook in, a little bit of a stop and go. And he stopped, and then he goed. I'll tell you that right now. I'm Steve Bozeb, right back here on the Pro Football Game of the Week. And while we have this moment, I got Ted Bell on the line from the hospital where he'd been taken after an asthma attack. You are having, it sounds like you're just as bad, Ted.
Well, look, all I'm doing is inhaling. That's what you're hearing. When I hear, that's me inhaling. Now, had I brought the right inhaler, and if Marcy's listening, which I know she is, and she never listens to this, but it just, and by the way, Marcy and Jenny Jones, or whatever her name is, who's the woman that's married to Jerry Jones?
I think it is Jenny Jones.
Not the hot one?
No, it's just a different lady.
Oh, okay. Well, they have something coming. The wives don't want to watch this garbage, and I don't know why that Jerry Jones makes his wife go to this crap. You know, if you've got a woman that you love, the last thing you do is make her do something she doesn't want to do. Like go to a football game that you think is so important, and she'd rather be at home, maybe taking care of your home, maybe making dinner, maybe just relaxing herself. Okay? You ever thought about that? Bozell. Bozell!
All right. Thanks a lot, Ted. Now, when Ted Bell starts talking like Mr. Liberated Man and, you know, he all cares about his wife, I will tell you this. I got to shut it off. I got to shut it down and shut it way down. Steve Bozell here along with, well, it was Ted Bell. Now I'm all by myself. And this ball game is now in the hands of the Dallas Cowboys, 48-41. The lead has changed hands dramatically twice. Dallas with a 14-0 early lead. And Denver gone out to a 35-20 lead. And now the Dallas Cowboys have outscored Denver something like 26-3. or 26 to whatever. And now they lead this ball game 48-41 here in Dallas. Here's the kickoff by the Dallas Cowboys, the Denver Broncos. We're in the fourth quarter of play with 7:19 to play. Down to the 26-yard line goes the Denver return man where he's tackled there, and it'll be first down for the Denver Broncos. Peyton Manning is the man. The man with the master plan, the golden voice, the Rolls-Royce voice, Peyton Manning. Manning 26-35 in the ball game.
four touchdown passes, one interception, 506 passing yards for Tony Romo, 25 of 35, five touchdown passes. This is a career game, and you might even say that this is the one game that any quarterback gets in a lifetime. Tony Romo, 506 yards, five touchdown passes. Peyton Manning looking to throw the ball. The 20-yard line throws it underneath to the 35. Out to the 40-yard line goes the receiver. That was Marino, the running back, who come out of the backfield, make a catch. Steve Bozell here on our pro football game of the week. Ted Bell is in the hospital with an asthma attack. I dumped him on the pavement. I crossed myself. I prayed to Christ on heaven on high that someone would find him, and I guess they did. In the pistol, and there's the give to Marino again. The 40-yard line across the line of scrimmage, maybe to the 41-yard line, and that's about it, friend. 6:42 to go in this ball game. Plenty of time for the Denver Broncos. But I'll tell you what, they have no time at all. If they give up another score to Dallas, it's going to be over. I can guarantee you that. 52 offensive plays for the Dallas Cowboys. 528 total yards for the Dallas Cowboys. 506 of those yards on the arm of Tony Romo. Back to pass is Peyton Manning. Throws the ball to the far side. The pass complete the 45 down to the 40-yard line. Close to a first down if you don't have it already. That was Hillman. That's that little guy, Chris Hillman, who is, I said, a former bass player of the Flaming Fofito Brothers. I can't pronounce it. There's the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Red Gerber. Red with the red hair, and he's got an attitude to match. He's always pissed off. In the pistol formation, the Denver Broncos, the ball at the 50-yard line. Here's the give out of the pistol to Marino, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. That's a real chicken shit call, I think. If you're going to be in a pistol, you're going to be in a shotgun. And yeah, a lot of times I've seen it happen in this here game, you know, that they've had some good plays. But I still think it's chicken shit to call a play like a running play. Man, if you're back in a pistol, you're back in a shotgun, pass that motherfucker and don't act like a, I don't know, I shouldn't even say. All right, second down and 10, the ball at the 50-yard line, midfield stripe in the pistol. Is Peyton Manning. He's looking to throw the ball back to pass. Throws the ball in the middle. Completes the pass to the 37-yard line. First down, and that's Dexter D. Wilkie. Wendell, end quote, Wilkie, making the catch. And it's a first down for Denver. And, friend, if you think this game's over, think again. 4:59 left, 4:58 and ticking. The ball is at the 37-yard line. First and 10 for the Denver Broncos against the Dallas Cowboys. Four down linemen for Dallas now. Back to pass is Peyton Manning in the pistol formation. He throws. Caught at the 20, the 15-yard line. Boy, I tell you, folks, that was Thomas who stopped and made the catch. So it's one of those plays. It's a stop and go. And he went downfield and stopped. And now here comes a pass, and the defensive back was left in the dust. It was a guy by the name of Lark or some bullshit, I don't know. Tony Romo on the sideline reading a comic book, having a beer. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do. 48-41, Dallas has a lead. 4:12 left in the football game. Here comes Peyton Manning calling the usual audibles at the line, going around telling everybody how to block, how to tackle, how to do it all. Here's the give out of the shotgun, out of the shotgun to Marino. Marino down to the 12-yard line. So they pick up about 3 or 4 yards on that play, maybe. As the clock continues to tick away, and you know that the Denver Broncos have got to have a touchdown here. They can't have nothing that is a touchdown. The clock continues to go, 3:42. That's Steve Bozell here, the Denver Broncos, the Dallas Cowboys, a pro football game of the week in a shotgun formation is Dallas now with two wide receivers to the near side. They're going left to right on a radio dial, and they got a wide receiver up here on the high side. Got four down linemen for the Dallas Cowboys, 12-yard line, second and goal. The give is to Marino again out of that shotgun, and he gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. And now there's a flag in on a play, a pink flag in on a play to boot. And it's a hold against the Denver Broncos, so now them penalties coming back the other way on that one. So you got yourself a holding call on the Denver Broncos, and John Fox exhorting his football team from the sidelines. Here is a give there to the give there to Marino on the replay. He was cutting back to the right, then he went back to the left, and he is all messed up. He didn't have no place to go. So with that penalty, a second down and goal to go, five penalties, 55 yards for Denver, nine penalties, 81 yards for Dallas. Dallas had their ass kicked. Second down and goal all the way back at the 16-yard line are the Denver Broncos. In the shotgun is Peyton Manning of the Denver Broncos. Four wide receivers, two on either side. Left to right go the Denver Broncos. Back to pass is Manning. Throws the ball to the end zone. And right at the 2-yard line, the tackle made on Wendell W. Wilkie there. Number 42 is Fagan Church making a tackle there on Wilkie. How about that, man? He almost got that ball in the end zone. His end zone bound, and he turned, made the catch, then he turned. But right there was Winston Upchurch, the defensive back. So it's a third down and goal on the one. So, you know, how you like that, ain't they? You know, that third and goal on the one. They're in a shotgun formation. Here goes Peyton Manning. Here's the give to Marino. Looked like he got a – didn't get it. He did get it. Marino looked like he didn't get the play. He punched in there. He leaned right in. He got it. Yeah, I didn't see no signal by no referee. I'll tell you right now, these referees better wake up and start doing all the signals what you're supposed to do. I didn't see him make no signal, and he all, you know, they didn't do it. And I had to hear Jim Nance over here. This is a CBS guy. He said it was a touchdown, so that's how I know. So one more point here, and Denver's got it tied up. The extra point is up, and the extra point is good. This ball game is back tied. 48-48 here from Dallas, Texas. The Dallas Cowboys, the Denver Broncos here. I'm Steve Bozell, and we'll be talking to Ted Bell here in just a moment. You know, the Pro Football Game of the Week is brought to you by Bozell and Bozell Construction. And it's also brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. Another thing that's brought to you by is like a daycare center, and there's a flower shop would be nice. And another thing that's brought to you by is like a burger stand. All kind, you know, there's all kinds of advertising that it could be brought to you by, but maybe it's not. I don't know. All right, we got a moment here to talk to Ted Bell. Ted is laid up in a hospital bed, so they're giving you good treatment, huh?
No, I wouldn't say that. I was laid on the dirt as when I was last talking to you. They dragged me into the ambulance by my arm, and then they rolled me out of the ambulance onto the pavement in front of the hospital. And I've been laying on a gurney here for about 2 hours.
Well, why don't you get somebody to, you know...
Get somebody to do what? I've been waving my arm. I'm waving my Blue Cross card. And,
Why don't you just get up and walk out of there?
Because I got asthma, asshead. What do you mean, why don't I get up and walk out? I've got asthma. You know, listen to this.
Is that you inhaling?
Yeah. Listen. That's me inhaling and exhaling.
Sound like hee-haw.
Okay, well, isn't that, that's nice. What am I supposed to do with that information?
Well, I'm just saying, the way you're inhaling and exhaling.
Yeah, I know, but what am I supposed to do with that information? Sounds like hee-haw, sounds like hee-haw. How do I use that? What do I do with that?
Well, I mean, if you wanted to laugh.
Well, it isn't funny. It's not funny to me. Is that, you're saying that sounds like hee-haw?
Yeah, you can ask, you could do a poll. You could do a poll and people would tell you, all right.
I could sit on who's...
All right, we're back here. The Dallas Cowboys now, they're going to be back in action. Peyton Manning and the crew, man, they worked hard and got that touchdown that they needed. It's all tied up at 48. We're seeing all kinds of records fall in this football game today, folks, including for Tony Romo, his biggest single game ever in terms of yardage. Romo well over 500 yards, 5 touchdown passes in the football game. The guy has had a brilliant ball game, and I'll tell you right now, you know, the fireworks have yet to be extinguished in this one. So I think we're going to see a lot more. 239 left, 506 passing yards. The record, by the way, 554 yards, 1951. Norm Van Brocklin of the Los Angeles Rams. So. You got another 40-plus yards to go. We'll see. First and 10, 48-48, 2:39. 4 seconds left on the play clock. Tony Romo in the shotgun formation. Romo back at the 12-yard line, looking downfield, pumps once. Now he's scrambling out of there. Now he's grabbed. Now he's pulled to the ground. There's another sack on Tony Romo. So Romo sacked there by Phillips, number 90 of the Denver Broncos. And one thing about Romo, he's had the passing yards today, but he's also been dropped a lot, man. At least 4 times. We take a look at how many sacks have been in this ball game. at least four sacks. And Romo pulled down by way of the jersey there. So it is a second down to go. 2:18, the clock is ticking. 14 seconds on the play clock. I tell you what, right now, Dallas is burning up some valuable time. I don't know, maybe they want that two-minute warning. But and they aren't rushing it. There's a snap back to Romo, standing at the five-yard line, pumping, throwing the ball over the middle. It's intercepted by the Denver Broncos. Intercepted by the Denver Broncos. I say again, intercepted by the Denver Broncos. Romo gets picked off for the first time in the game. Jerry Jones looks like he's going to throw his guts loose. And you want to know why? Because you got your wife and daughters way down there separated from the family, Jones, you piece of shit. Put your wife and daughter up in the booth. Enjoy the game with them. Be a family instead of the big, hard-ass piece of shit that you are and the kind of a guy that everybody hates and no one wants to talk.
Hi, everybody. Ted Bell here, and I am talking to you from the Jefferson Davis Urgent Care Center here in, I don't know where I am. I just know it's the Jefferson Davis. Well, hold on. I just know it's the Jefferson Davis Urgent Care Center here somewhere, wherever I am. I have been dumped off here. I'm being treated finally. They've put me in a room. So I feel I'm going to start to get some care. I was here for 2 hours laying on a gurney in the receiving area where there were gunshot victims. There was one guy who'd been the victim of a hatchet attack. Another guy who was wearing, and I shit you not, a Civil War uniform. Does that mean he was wounded from the Civil War? Could be. Was he dead? Yes, he was. Was there a considerable amount of decay? Yes, there was. In other words, did it look like he'd been laying there since the 1860s? And the answer to that is, as well, yes. Yes, the Jefferson Davis Urgent Care Center. Visit them real soon. God damn it.
And Steve Bozell back here. So, Ted, it's that bad, huh?
I'm not going to start talking to you only to have you start hanging up.
All right, too bad we missed out on that. It would have been a very fascinating comment. Well, I'll tell you, folks, this has been some kind of a football game. All the yards and all the touchdowns and everything like that. Just taking me a sip of Coca-Cola. Tastes real good. And it's going to be what I call a hell of a football game here in the final minute, 57 seconds. But I say that now, but I know now Denver's won the game. Tony Romo throws an interception at the worst possible time in his own end. Denver with the ball. They're at the 24-yard line. Denver, I don't know how many times. They got all three timeouts. They got a golden opportunity here to use the clock if they can get first downs. Here is Peyton Manning throwing on a fade pattern. Completes the pass to the 10-yard line. Beautiful catch. First down by Thomas. Now there's a timeout. Let's see what happens here. Is there someone calling a penalty? I don't know. No, but he, almost like a little fade, Thomas caught the ball on over top of number 39, Jarvis Jefferson, and all he could do was make the tackle. Timeout called by the Dallas Cowboys, and so that's why the stoppage of time. I saw some guys giving grins and pointing at each other and almost as if to say, ha ha, we got you. Well, it turned out nobody got nobody. Somebody just called a timeout. So that is a that's a fascinating thing. What a turn of events. And it turns out here now that the defense, the opportunistic defense being played by the Denver Broncos. Fourth game in NFL history with each team scoring 48 points. Only the fourth time in NFL history the two teams have scored 48 points each in a football game. 1:49 to go in this ball game. Here's the give to Marino. Marino across the 10-yard line, across the line of scrimmage and across the 10 to about the 9-yard line, maybe the 10, I don't know. But he got about a yard on the play, and there's another timeout called by the Dallas Cowboy. At this particular stage of the game, I'm too lazy to say Cowboys. I just say Cowboy. Tony Romo's still studying the playbook. I don't know what he thinks he's going to find in there. Is there a play in there that teaches you not how to throw an interception? Well, I think I'd go to that play. That's the play I'd go to.
They're showing the interception as Romo threw it over the middle, and it was a diving interception, beautiful interception made by the defensive back. The pass is intended for number 89, Offerdahl Oppum. And it was just a great, great play. Lots of pink on the field today, and now I know why. It's because of the pink, no breast cancer pink. All right, so here comes the Denver Broncos, second down and nine. Peyton Manning running up, trying to pick up a blitz now. Second and nine, 48-48 tie. Play clock at one. Manning throws to the near sideline to the five-yard line, down to the three-yard line. Very close to a first down. Very close to a first, not quite on a two-yard line. The first down marker at the one-yard line. And so you got a situation here, third and one. Dallas not calling a time. Well, did they call a timeout, or he went out of bounds? He went out of bounds. You know, that's an interesting thing. You got a ball club down to only one timeout, and then your guy goes out of bounds. You basically give them another timeout. However, you got yourself on the 1 yard line here. Now they get themselves a first down without a touchdown. This ball game's over. They get a touchdown. The ball game's over. Here's a give to Marino. Marino trying to dive through there, and it looks like he made the first down. He made the first down, but get this, folks. He's not in the end zone. So now Dallas either has to call a timeout, and they have. That's their last timeout. The Dallas Cowboys have zero timeouts. Now the Broncos have got a first down and goal to go with only 1 yard to go. You could kneel on this motherfucker and then go for the go for the field goal. Well, I'm listening to Jim Nantz with his opinion, and that don't amount to a hill of that ain't worth a pinch of coon shit, Nantz, so don't even worry about it. He'd given me his opinion. I'm telling you right now that what they ought to do, are they measuring that motherfucker? I thought they made that thing. Let's take a look and see if they actually made it. There's a rare measurement. They made that motherfucker, I can tell you right now. Nope. Yeah, they made it. They made the first down, so that means, here's what I'd do. I would say the Dallas Cowboys have got no timeouts, and the Dallas Cowboys, you could kneel on this motherfucker three times and then kick the field goal, and that's the end of the game. That's how I'd do that. I wouldn't even worry about it. I'd kneel on that motherfucker three times and then kick the field goal. I'm Steve Bozell. I signed my name to something like that. Let me see. Hey, Ted, are you there? I guess he's still hurting. Well, total yards for the Dallas Cowboys, 572, and they're going to go into a goal line formation. It was actually a kneel, and he gets tackled. They went into a kneel down formation. They went into formation to kneel on it. Instead, Peyton Manning tried to roll it to the left, and in comes a linebacker and tackled his ass. And I'll tell you something right now. You're going to get your fucking ass. You're going to fumble the ball, and you're going to lose the ball. Why would you risk fumbling the football and losing the ball when you can kneel on that motherfucker? So what I would do right now, it's second down and goal. They just lost yardage, and maybe running the ball like they've done gave them a better position to kick it, but they're kneeling on it now. So they've done what I told them to do. They're going to kneel on it again. That brings up a third down. All right, and they're going to run it down all the way down to like 9 seconds. And then you bring in that Prater. Prater has been beautiful today, and he goes ahead and he kicks the shit out of that field goal.
His career when he's had a possible late lead-changing or winning field goal attempt at the end of regulation or in overtime has never missed. 13 out of 13.
So, there's a first time for everything. My money's on the Cowboys. I mean, I hope he kicks it and makes it, but I don't. Now, once again, I don't know what
28-yard field goal attempt.
I don't know what Peyton Manning was doing. He ran away from the line of scrimmage, holding on to the ball very tightly. I don't know whether he was afraid someone was going to try to strip it there at the line of scrimmage or whether he was trying to move the ball at an even better angle for the field goal kicker. But 2 seconds are left on the clock. The timeout is called by the Denver Broncos. In comes Matt Prater to try this field goal. And as I said to you earlier, this is only the fourth time in NFL history that two teams have scored 48 points each or more
And that's going back a lot of years. 1920 is when the league was founded, y'all. So that's going back a long motherfucking time. It's Steve Bozell here. I'm drunk. I started drinking beer about halftime when I found out that Ted Bell had had an asthma attack and was not going to be able to make it back for the game. So, yeah, I'm drunk. That's the only way I'm going to be able to make it through these games because I'm too nervous to do it any other way. Here comes Matt Prater, 28-yard field goal, 2 seconds left. This will give the Denver Broncos the win, a huge win after going down 14-0. The kick is up. The kick is good. Prater has won it for the Denver Broncos. And for Denver, after going down 14-0, then up 35-20, then losing the lead again, the Denver Broncos have won this football game 51-48 here from Dallas Memorial, whatever stadium, I don't know. And Ted Bell, how are you feeling?